Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warning you with peace and love, I have too much to do.
A long piece of the 15 worst films I'd ever made. No need to look it up. I'll tell you what the article decided they were. The Swarm, The Hand, Water, Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, Ashanti, Blue Ice, On Deadly Ground, Blame It on Rio, Jaws the Revenge, The Island, The Last Witch Hunter, Bullseye, Mr. Destiny, Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, Austin Powers in Goldmember, and Quicksand. Pages and pages of light-hearted guide to Kane's worst howlers. Banter, I think they call it. And mostly, I agreed with their choices. There were many highlights of that night, but I'll never forget rapping with iced tea. I actually surprised myself I wasn't bad. Len Film Studio itself, I wanted to go for a pee. And they directed me to the toilet. I could smell it 50 yards away, and when I got there, I found the filthiest toilet I have ever seen in my life. I went outside and peed up against the soundstage wall, which I noticed several other men had done before me. So this is where my career had ended, I thought to myself. In the toilet.
No, your podcast is not my podcast. Your podcast is your podcast. My podcast is my podcast.
Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery, and I'm here to talk to you about catheters. Let me tell you why.
Hear that?
Yes, Chef.
There's not a soggy patch on there.
Wah! Wah! I don't want to do the show! I don't want to do the show!
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know. Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Mike in Floral Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. I'm shocked you didn't bring your Yankee wool cap. It was cold.
I don't own a Yankee wool cap. Sorry.
Come on. You don't?
No, I don't wear caps, so I don't wear hats. But that's
oh, no. I remember in 76 you had one on.
No, you don't remember that, Mike, because I did not. I don't wear one. Sorry. So, you know, you probably you weren't there in 76, so what are you talking about?
Hey, Mike, I have a question about Murphy. You've got to admit, what this guy's doing in the playoffs is everything a guy like Rick Nash can't do. And by the way, Mickey Mantle...
What does Rick Nash have to do with Daniel Murphy? I mean, come on now.
But would you admit that Mickey Mantle was one of the most overrated players during the regular season?
Mike,
but he wasn't in the playoffs.
Mike. You know what, Mike? I think you've called too much. I think, you know, for a while, let's take a rest. Okay? I think you've called too much. Now you're just calling to try and bait me into something stupid. So, why don't you take a rest? Joe in Massapequa Park, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike.
Mike can take a rest for a while.
How are you, Mike?
What's happening?
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Don't you know I'm loco?
Tension? I can. I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market.
Success or failure, we all need our own personal survival kit to see us through. For me, it's feeding the ducks with my three grandchildren, making chill-out music compilations. I own hundreds of chill-out CDs, and I've even made one of my own, Caned.
We've got a really great show for you tonight. Toots and the Migtals are here.
There were many highlights of that night, but I'll never forget rapping with Ice-T. I actually surprised myself, I wasn't bad.
We belong dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the WWE's favorite band in the whole world, Limp Bizkit!
Get the hell up. You know what time it is. It's time. Rolling, baby.
were staying in a beautiful hotel, Amar Villas, which boasts that you can see the Taj Mahal from every room.
Thank God for dark brown trousers.
Yeah, I know, I'm living a nightmare.
Everybody, wow, it's the best show. What's up? Best show here on this beautiful sunny May evening. What a nice night, huh? Oh, it's raining again? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. That's what it does here now, apparently. It rains all the time. But no, we will counter that with a good old-fashioned best show here, and we got a show coming up for you tonight. Oh, my goodness. We got our friend Claire O'Kane is going to be in studio. It's exciting. The return of Claire O'Kane and old friends and new friends and a new friend, hopefully. Hopefully she's a new friend. Amy Zimmer will be here. Two funny people. For the price of none, because this is free. And it's not free, actually. There we go. It's thunder. Great. Mike, can you go outside and I just wanted you to just check the streets. Just walk up and down the street for a few blocks. No umbrellas. The phone number 201-332-3484, and we're going to have a fun show tonight. And the only way, speaking of which, to support the show, it is free, but you support the show over at the Patreon, patreon.com/thebestshow. We got bonus content going up end of the week and more, and that's what you get for listening, and I appreciate it. And we're going to do a show for you tonight that you're going to tell people about for the rest of your life. Sit back, relax, and get ready for the best show. It didn't happen. No, that's not what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to go like this. Sit back and relax and get ready for the best show. We'll be right back. Welcome to the best show. My name's Tom. What's up? How are you tonight? Good? Yeah, me too. Right? Sure. Let's just say yes. Goes easier that way. So what's going on? Oh, yeah, it's pouring out here. The number is 201-332-3484. Ain't got no topic note. Gonna have some guests later in the show. That'll be fun. But, yeah, let's do it, right? Best show. Who'd we just hear? MGMT, the management. From their album, Little Dark Age. We heard When You Die. And I saw them last week, and they were fantastic. So good. They're so good. They played three nights. I wish I could have gone to all three, but I had stuff to do. Couldn't do all three. Could only do one of the three. So be it. Right? Not the worst problems to have in the world. You only get to go to one. I ain't complaining, man. I know the deal. I'm fortunate. You don't think I know that? I know that. Who's good here, Mike? Line one. And we have Mike here tonight, and we have Pat here tonight. Dudio is on assignment. Apparently he's reenacting Around the World in 80 Days. Best show, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who's this?
This is Nick from South Boston.
Nick from South Boston. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, is this Tom?
What do you think?
I think it is.
Yeah. Well, you thought wrong. You asked me already how I'm doing.
Well, is it good?
Well, did you hear me when I said how I was doing? Or were you...
I didn't.
No, you didn't. You're too busy flapping your gums and not actually listening. So what can I do for you tonight, Chief?
I don't know. I was thinking about this movie I saw the other week. I don't know if you've seen it before. It's a Disney classic. It's a really good movie. I used to watch it as a kid, but I just rewatched it the other week. It's called The Goofy Movie. You ever seen it before?
No, I have never seen The Goofy Movie before.
Oh, my. You should really see it. It's got a great message.
Best show. Hi.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, okay. What of it? That's it? That might be my new favorite caller. That might be literally my new favorite caller. What did that person say when they called, Mike? Oh, so you let him through. Thanks for the heads up. I chewed him out last time, and now he's going to get me back. And Mike hears that. What does Mike do? Does he give me a heads up? No. Just lets it go. Lets it go. So be it, Tom. You deal with it. This is the support. Pat, I got support. I got support with Pat. Dudio, now he's on an adventure. He's doing whatever he's doing now. But Mike actually goes against me. Against. I feel it. It's like going upstream. I feel like a salmon going upstream. I get no help. Guy actually says to Mike, yeah, I want to get him. He got me. He hung up on me. I want to get him. Mike, okay, hey, hold on. Hey, Tom, just so you know, the guy in line four said he's going to get you. No. Be like playing on a basketball team and then one of the guys on your team suddenly reveals himself that he plays for the other team. Like you pass it to him and he starts dribbling it the other way. Sick. Best show.
Hey there, this is Joey from Braintree, Massachusetts.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey there, how's your night going, Tom?
It's going all right. What can I do for
you? That's good to hear. I just wanted to name off the five movies, and they were pretty important to my childhood.
You're talking about a thing I put on Twitter?
Is that not the topic?
No, it's not the topic.
Oh, my God. So there's no topic this week?
Yeah, I said that. I said that a few minutes ago. Also.
Oh, okay. I just I turned the volume down while I was listening on the live one because I didn't know when it was going to get picked up. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Well,
best show.
Talk about now. I'm kind of.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Not a whole lot. Who's this?
This is Brendan from Quincy, Massachusetts.
Best show.
Not a whole lot. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Mike in Nashville.
Mike in Nashville. What's up, Mike?
Just hanging out.
Yeah, man. How's it going?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Got back from work and stuff. Work not so great, but, you know.
And what's work for you now? Where are you working? A hat? A cowboy boot shop? What are you doing?
Oh, God, I wish. No, it's like a bakery coffee shop kind of deal.
Is that the one that's next to the Johnny Cash Museum?
It is not the one that's next to the Johnny Cash Museum. It's like a couple blocks away.
What's it next to?
It's next to a church.
Is it near? So it's near the that cowboy hat, that cowboy boot place? Is that a famous cowboy boot place on that street?
I am not sure. I'm on Church Street. I try to stay away from Broadway as much as I can.
All right.
Fair enough. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Come off.
What can I do for you? What can I do for you, my friend?
So I was wondering if you would be able to settle a little debate I've been having.
Yeah, let's hear it.
People.
Let's hear it.
Who has more listenable albums, Elvis Costello or The Smiths / Morrissey?
Elvis Costello / The Smiths and Morrissey.
The Smiths and Morrissey. I'm basically Morrissey all the way through, or Elvis Costello or all the way through his stuff.
Let me think. Yeah, man, I don't know. I think Elvis Costello might have the slight edge because he's been doing it longer, and he's got a lot of bad albums. But the Smiths have, how many original Smiths albums were there? Three?
There were four.
Four. Four proper albums.
Four proper albums and then the compilations,
right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
But
if we're not counting the compilations of either artist.
Right.
So then we're talking four Smiths albums. How many Morrissey albums are we talking about, realistically?
I mean, there's like 30, but like there's like,
but in terms
two
of,
to three listenable ones.
Yeah, maybe let's even say there's, let's just say we'll say there's four Morrissey albums. So then we're talking eight. Right?
Yeah.
Now if it's Costello, we go with the first four albums are great.
Yeah, all the way through they're tremendous. And then
it gets bad.
He doesn't
stays bad.
It gets bad.
Yeah, it gets bad, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets
bad. Sorry, I didn't mean to bore you.
That's all right. You ain't boring me.
Thanks.
So it's almost a tie, I guess, right?
That is a diplomatic way to put it.
I think it might just be a tie. I think they might each have eight at best. Because Elvis Costello's got the My Aim Is True, This Year's Model.
Another one.
The Armed Forces.
Is Armed Forces great all the way through?
Yeah, Armed Forces is better than the first two you named.
That's fair.
Is Armed Forces good? And then you folded. And you folded like a cheap lawn chair as soon as I lashed out at you.
Yes, I did.
No, that first album's not so hot, honestly. No, it's great. Like, the first album's great, but that band ain't so good. It's like country rock. I don't care for that one as much. But I'm going to put it in because of the quality of the songs.
Fair enough.
Then you hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Then you got the one the one with the high fidelity. What's that called?
High fidelity.
What's that record called again?
Taking Liberties.
That's called Get Happy. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
Taking Liberties is a comp.
I'm sorry.
Then you got Trust, which came next, right?
I think so, yeah.
That's five. I'm not putting that country album in.
Oh, no.
Then you got the one, the Blood and Chocolate one, is six, right?
Right.
I don't know. It might be the last one I liked.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm still going to say it's close. It's probably about tied.
Fair enough.
All right, yeah. You like saying fair enough, don't you?
It's
okay. I'm not being judgy on it. It's just that everybody's got a little catchphrase, little thing that makes sense to them.
Fair enough.
And that's yours. And that's yours. Yeah. It's good.
Trying to be agreeable.
Thanks, my friend. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Who's good here, Mike? At 201-332-3484. Did you order the pizza yet? Yes? Good. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. It's Michelle the Oreo Head.
Oh, my goodness. As I live and breathe.
How are you?
I'm good. You'll never believe what I'm looking at here. A box is what it is. From you.
First of all, that's
I owe you money. I owe you money. I still owe you money.
Okay.
I'm going to get your... What do you do? PayPal?
Venmo.
I'll do Venmo. We'll do some Venmo off air.
Okay.
Tonight. I won't go to sleep until I Venmo you the money I owe you.
All right, it's fine.
A note, Tom. Just a note.
Okay.
Hi, Tom. Hope you are well. I'm talking about Oreos and Solent. Connor, my boyfriend. Okay. Braggy. Is very into the Soylent Life. What's a Soylent Life now? Powders?
There's powder and there's pre-mixed, which is what he's been drinking, but he also has done the powder, but you can just buy bottles, and I sent you one of those.
We felt compelled to send you S'mores Oreos. Yes, here's a package of S'mores Oreos. Thank you. Look at this. S'mores Oreos. We'll try those later. And then some cacao. How do you say it? Cacao?
Cacao, yeah.
Cacao Soylent. Yeah, this looks interesting. Was this supposed to not be refrigerated?
Yeah, it's shelf stable. I would recommend refrigerating it, though. Yeah. It tastes better chilled.
Pat, can you throw this in the freezer so I can drink it during the show? If you don't mind. If you don't mind, thank you. And then some Oreo swag to share with Mike, Pat. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to share this. Because what do we have? What is this? Socks?
Gloves.
Gloves.
For the summer. Yeah.
Yeah, look at this. Are these fingerless gloves? No?
No, they have the fingers and everything. You can use them for gardening, I guess, this time of year.
And then what are...
Pulling some weeds, maybe.
What are these little...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Little containers here. What is this? The Oreo little white disc. Is this meant for storing an Oreo?
Well, actually, if you pop it out, it becomes a tiny glass. So you can, if you have milk or, I guess, Soylent, you can even dunk your Oreos in that, maybe. It's a portable glass.
That is... pretty cool. In a little snap case. you pull it open and it stretches out to make a cup. All right. And there's a few of those.
Pretty cool.
And then what's this? Oreo, are these magnets? Phone grips.
Pop sockets.
Oreo pop socket phone grips. What? Thank you. Oh, this is so nice of you, Michelle.
Oh, of course. It's my swag to share. It's just been laying around.
And for people who don't know, this caller, Michelle, is she's what is known in the Oreo business as an Oreo head. She's a fan of Oreo cookies to a pretty thorough degree. And she's up on all the news of the Oreo cookie world because they make all these new flavors. What's going on with Oreos now? Any news, Michelle?
Oh, yes, Tom. Tom, there's so much news. I mean, the big announcement is the S'mores Oreos, obviously, which I've been talking about, I think, since I started calling in.
Yeah.
They're back. I had to send you some. Everybody needs to get on it. They're everywhere. Any store will carry them. They're so good. They're the best. You gotta try them.
And to you, this is the gold standard of Oreo, alternate Oreo flavor.
Oh, yes. I'm going to probably stock up. I'm not going to mess up this time. It says limited edition, so I'm going to get a whole pallet full because I can't go through the withdrawals again.
You know you can make s'mores yourself, though. You're fully aware of that, right?
Yeah, I did it over the weekend. And then I also just put a s'mores Oreo on the little stick, and I held it over the fire, and that was really good too.
Okay,
so I would recommend that.
So the s'mores Oreo is one thing. What else is going on in the world of Oreos? What other hot gossip is there about Oreos?
So the hot gossip right now is, well, actually, a friend of Tom, his name's Luke, he was near a store, I guess, that like gets sample products, so like certain markets can try them. So he was kind enough to send me maple cream Oreos and marshmallow Oreos that are like celebrating the moon landing. They have like little like astronaut designs on them. So those are both coming out later this summer. And the maple cream ones were pretty gross, and the marshmallow cream ones, they were okay. The designs were pretty cute, and it has like purple cream. So I would probably buy those, but the maple cream I would advise against.
Maple cream. Great. So the cream itself had a maple flavoring to it.
Oh yeah. Well, it was pure chemical. It was truly chemicals. It just in your mouth with like a maple tang to it.
Sure.
It was not very good.
Well, you're aware there's nothing natural about any of these Oreo cookies, right?
But they're better at covering up some. Mm-hmm. More than others.
Sure.
And that one was a miss.
Okay.
That was a miss for me.
So the maple one was not so hot. But the other one was what now?
It was just like marshmallow moon, I think they're calling it. It's just marshmallow flavored cream. And they did a really good job with a different Oreo, like from 3 years ago, called Marshmallow Crispy. That was good. That was like a Rice Krispies treat. But this is just like, it's got a little bit of the marshmallow flavor to it. It's cute. The designs are fun, but it's just okay. It's like a 2.75 out of 5 for me.
Okay. And what else is going on? Any other news?
Oh yeah.
Any rumors?
So, rumors. Let me think. Well, we're gonna see.
Let me just say this first of all. Imperial Bedroom sucks. Somebody's saying, what about Imperial? This guy Perry Schall, who's a rock musician, saying, what about Imperial Bedroom? That album sucks. I said trust. Yeah, I said trust. Thanks for paying attention. Oh, okay. Huh. Would you let another caller through to harass me? You encouraging him a how-to? No, but Imperial Bedroom sucks. That's a rock critic album. That's not one of my... Look, if you love it, God bless you. You listen to it all the rest of your life. You got your favorite album. God bless you. Not for me, man. Yeah, I said that one also, Mike. I said that might be the last one. Again, thanks for following the show. Michelle, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's okay. I'm just going to lightning round it. We've got... coming out also this summer, I think, Latte Cream Thins Oreos.
Wait, what is it now? What Oreos?
latte flavor cream.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Latte, like coffee.
Oh, latte. Coffee. I thought you said rock, paper, scissors flavored Oreos.
No, but that could very well be coming at some point. So I don't know what they're going to think of next.
So a latte flavored Oreo.
Yes.
Is coming.
Yes.
And any idea where that will be? Is that going to be a limited run somewhere?
It's looking like it's a permanent addition to the Thins line. Because the Thins, you know, they haven't really released any new Thins flavored Oreos. So this is coming to that spectrum of the Oreos.
Sure. The Thins community gets a little shot in the arm.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, so it's good. It's good that they're adding to it. Also coming this summer, mint chocolate chip ice cream, which is a partnership with Baskin-Robbins. Mm. If you remember, they worked with Dunkin' Donuts, or I guess just Dunkin' now, a year or two ago. Now they're working with Baskin-Robbins on an ice cream-flavored Oreo. That should be interesting.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a thrill.
What's that?
That's a thrill, because at this point, any ice cream I have, for the most part, any ice cream I have has some Oreo component to it.
That's true.
Like, why would you have why would you have ice cream if they didn't smash an Oreo in there, right?
I agree. I think it elevates the ice cream.
How about you, Mike? What's that? This guy doesn't follow the show. He's got his own thing going on. He's probably caught up in his dumb headshots. Because they're back in stock, those dumb headshots he had. apmike.bandcamp.com. Are people ordering them? You got some orders? A couple. Oh, okay. He says it like he's mad. Yeah, a couple. Sorry. If you want to order a headshot, God knows why you do it. He'll sign it. Ever at apmike.bandcamp.com. What if Pat did a headshot, Mike, and you sold it through apmike.bandcamp.com, and just you got like a taste? Would you do that? You'd do the order fulfillment if you just got a taste. Pat, does that interest you? All right. So Michelle, the Oreo, the ice cream Oreo, that's on the horizon. We look forward to Baskin-Robbins finally teaming up with Oreo.
Yes, it's a long-awaited duo, I guess. Long-awaited collaboration.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, also, big news, they were supposed to drop what I was very excited for, buttered popcorn Oreos, but it got cut because apparently they sent it to influencers, not me, of course, but they sent it to others, and it got a really poor response, so the world will never know what buttered popcorn Oreos taste like, except if you were one of those very lucky people who received the samples of them. So if anybody has one, please send it my way.
A buttered popcorn Oreo.
Yes.
They probably taste like those jelly, like the jelly beans, right?
You know, like those. So maybe. Yeah. I mean, I would assume it's the same chemicals and the same like tincture that they make for all buttered popcorn flavored things.
Yeah, I would assume it's some sort of version of that again, right?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Or just like when you go to the movies and they have the pump with the butter, whatever that is, that's also what I was thinking
whatever
could be mixed into the batter.
Yeah. That gross motor oil that they...
Yeah, the mystery liquid that tastes like potent butter, but it's not. I'd be okay with that, though.
Well, hopefully somebody out there got their hands on a butter popcorn Oreo, and they can send one your way.
Yes, please contact me. I'll give you my address.
Now, do I have your email address?
You should. Do you want me to email you?
Please email me again. And send me an email from the account that I can send you Venmo to.
Okay.
I have
all
to
right,
end
I'll
this
put my Venmo
I have
in
to
there.
End this. I have to end this. I owe you money. It makes me sick. Makes me sick.
Okay, we'll square up tonight. Tonight's the night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You have a grand evening.
You too. Bye. Enjoy the Oreos and the Soylent.
Oh, I will. Bye.
Bye.
Best show. Hi.
You know, it's a cookie that doesn't get any love anymore.
What's that?
The duplex cream.
The duplex cream.
Yes.
What is a duplex cream? I'm trying to remember what that is.
Well, it's a tweak on the Oreo, and I wouldn't be surprised if we did some research on this if we found out that it existed before the Oreo. Basically, it's a vanilla cookie,
yeah,
a chocolate cookie, and vanilla cream in the middle. So it's a little tweak.
Okay.
And the reason I don't think more people really give it the respect it deserves is that it's usually, like, most supermarkets have their own version of the duplex cream.
Okay.
And it's always kind of a budget cookie.
Okay.
So I think that's why it's kind of never got its due. Mm-hmm. But I also love Nutter Butter.
You're in big
I know it's not hip.
Well, I don't know if any of these cookies are hip necessarily.
Well, I don't know.
But you think Nutter Butter is especially not hip?
Well, I think it's seen as probably like an older person's kind of cookie.
A Nutter Butter?
Yeah, like the what are they called? The Vienna Finger?
Yeah, that seems like an old person cookie.
Yeah. Is it Vienna or Vanilla?
I think it's Vienna.
Okay.
I don't think it's Vanilla Finger cookies.
I don't know.
Yeah. So,
Hey, you watching Chernobyl?
I'm not watching Chernobyl. Don't spoil it for me.
I just started it today. Uh-huh. I'm not going to give any spoilers. It's kind of scary. But I'll tell you, it's on HBO, so I'm just sort of counting down the minutes until there's some sort of stand-up comedy element to it.
Uh-huh. That other than you'd... I would like it if suddenly... Look, the whole thing's a tragedy, obviously.
Right.
But if suddenly... If Pete Holmes was in the core, right? The reactor core?
Right, right.
That would at least be something to see.
It would. And he'd be talking to his friend Sergi about how he has to MC tonight at the Gorky Park Laughatorium or whatever it is.
And how it's the worst thing that could ever happen as the reactor melts down.
It's the worst thing that could happen while literally one of the worst things that have ever happened is happening.
Yes. And he's talking about that still.
I would not put it past these cats.
Yeah. These stand-ups, man. That is something else. Hey,
taking over the world.
They are taking over the world. Can I ask what your name?
Oh, we don't need to get into that. Let's just say that I'm a big Best Show fan, and I've been listening for a few years. I love the show.
Mm-hmm. I think I recognize your voice.
Look, I should go.
No, please don't.
I love the show.
No, please don't. Can I just ask before? Look, okay, before you go, then.
Okay.
This isn't Billy Kincaid, is it?
Ding, 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 ding. At your service.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is huge. This is huge. I didn't know you listened. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't even know why I would have to say who you are. Everybody knows who you are. You're one of the biggest rock stars going, and you're calling the show. You're one of the biggest in the world. And I saw you.
Are you a fan?
I saw you. Yeah, I am. I saw you as a back at the. In I think it was 87. It must have been the what goes up, must come down tour. Is that what the tour was called?
That was 87. Yeah.
Yeah, that was out at the Garden, and at the Meadowlands. It was the one after this, To the Bone.
Oh, what a tour that was!
Yeah.
What show did you see?
At the I think it was the first night at the Meadowlands.
Oh, my God, we did four, and that was just, you know, you do these multi-night stands, and the first night is, you know, you're nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You're always kind of nervous, but the first night's different because it's a new room, and you want to be great, and you know you've got three more, And although, you know, the next two are sold out, that the final one is, you know, is kind of creeping there, and you want that word of mouth to be good for that fourth night to sell out too.
Yeah. You want to make sure they all count in different ways, I guess, huh?
Exactly. And we try to do the set a little different every night. And back then, especially, you know, I think I'm in good shape now, but back then, you know, I was on fire. So we'd play a long time too, and I just remember that particular To the Bone tour being some of the best shows we ever did. And I thank you for coming.
Oh, cool! No, it was exciting. It was exciting as a kid to see that. I don't know how you like. You're listening? Is that like? I don't know. I did not know you listened.
Oh yeah. I'm listening right now, and it's interesting. I'm actually in the Quin Cities right now, and it's a real thrill for me to get to listen to it live in New Jersey. The way I was turned on to the show, I was doing a benefit in New York City a few years ago, and this kid named Kurt Vile, he was on the bill, and he turned me on to the best show.
Sure. Kurt is a friend of the show. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Interesting guy. I'll tell you, the real talent in that family is the brother.
Uh-huh. He's the real talent.
Oh, yeah.
Jello man?
Yes, yeah, he's a great kid and a real go-getter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he really is. Real hustler.
Someone should do a documentary on him.
Yeah, if only.
Yep.
Yeah. So you said you're in New Jersey now, huh?
Yes. I'm actually doing a private show in Newbridge tomorrow afternoon before my show tomorrow night at the Garden State Art Center.
Okay. A private show.
Yeah.
Is that like a... I guess can I ask who you're doing the private show for?
I don't think he'd mind. It's Ricky Kern.
Okay. Ricky Kern, man, he's everybody knows Kern Pharmaceuticals, and the CEO is Maurice Kern, and Ricky's the youngest of the Kern children.
I think he is, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a big, big music fan. And at the Art Center, he has they have boxes. He has a box that's literally on stage that he watches the concerts from. So you see him watch the show when you're there.
It's very odd. Yeah, it's an odd experience to be the performer and this guy's in a box kind of on stage.
Yeah. And definitely making himself seen and his presence known.
Yeah, it's very, very odd, and it's you feel like you're totally under the microscope. But I mean, props to him. You know, he made his obviously he's an heir to the Kern fortune, but he also did make that killing on his knockoff of the Garbage Pail Kids. His was called the Garage Pail Kids.
Yes. Those were these popular weird little cards that were shockingly popular.
They were. I never quite understood what a garage pail was. I guess it's just any kind of pail you would have in a garage. Maybe you have old oil in it or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Or one of those like orange Home Depot pails that I think they sell for like a dollar at Home Depot.
Yeah, I bought a couple of those over the years for sure.
For sure. Ricky, when he's at these things, he is always doing like... The last couple times I've seen him, he was doing air guitar.
Right, yeah.
Really, just say he either hams it up or he seems completely disinterested. And he'll read a magazine during the show.
Oh my God, I've never seen that. Someone told me about that. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. And I think it's gotten to the point where Ricky knows that people are down on him and that they don't even want to be at the shows anymore. And he's really become persona all gratin at the at the Art Center, from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically that's why I'm doing this private show for him tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, this private show thing is such an odd, interesting concept. That people are, who I guess have a ton of money, will hire. I guess that is that what it is? They have a ton of money, so they can. How does it work? How does that work? I don't know as much about it as I would like to.
In a nutshell, and let me say right out of the gate here, I'm not talking about these house shows that a lot of current singer-songwriters play nowadays. There's this whole circuit of houses that put on shows all across the country, and people will go and they'll perform for like 50 or 60 people or so, and they make a good living doing it. So I'm not talking about that kind of house show at all, okay?
Okay.
You know, that's the way a lot of these singer-songwriters make a living now, and I support that 100%.
Sure.
I'm talking about a whole different thing.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what happens is in this situation is one of these one percenters,
uh-huh,
he or she will reach out to my management with a request for a private show, and management comes up with a figure, and it's usually what we ask for a normal concert. And then if they accept, we'll proceed from there. And if the person agrees to the fee, I'll show up with a scaled-down version of my band.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do like 7 or 8 songs, glad hand with the host and you know, like 20 or so of his friends. And that's basically what happens. And a lot of the times the people who host these shows, who pay for it, they play guitar and they play music and they're going to want to jam, you know, and that's a whole other can of worms. Sure.
Do you enjoy doing these shows?
Well, you know, Tom, I gave up all intoxicants 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I did that after I crashed Johnny Depp's hovercraft into Sammy Hagar's Hummer in Cabo. That was a whole weird thing. Sammy Hagar, he had a Hummer, and it had a Hummer attached to it like a sidecar. And basically, I took the whole thing out.
I remember that. That was like, yeah, it was like 20 or so years ago.
Yeah, it was a big news story.
Yeah. And it's weird that he would, yeah. Okay, well, that was a good chance for you to learn your lesson, I guess, and learn it's time to change your ways, huh?
Absolutely, you know, and those were super different times. And basically, I was on literally everything that night.
Mm-hmm. Literally
like
everything.
Everything you can imagine, I was on it.
Okay.
Yeah, including all those designer drugs, you know, from back in the day, you know.
Uh-huh.
Purple Steamboat, liquefied otter droppings, to name just two.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, now,
yeah,
since I'm sober from all, I don't do any of that stuff, these house shows are my drug.
They're your drug. How would these private house shows be your drug?
Well, first let me say I love my fans.
Sure, of course.
They're the greatest people I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
But these super rich cats who think they can buy you for the day,
mm-hmm,
that's a whole nother story.
Okay.
90% of these guys tell me that, oh, my God, I wanted a career in music, but I decided to go to college instead, you know, play it safe.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now they're in their late 50s, and they regret not pursuing their rock and roll dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now they're super rich from non-musical means.
Okay.
And so, of course, they now get to skip 100% of the line, and now they get to be rock stars and jam with a guy who still fills arenas in these big amphitheaters.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Not too insulting, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. No, I gotcha.
I mean, it's like I've only worked my entire life doing this, you know, paying my dues, living hand to mouth for the first 10 years of my career, while these guys, they live the cushy life, climbing the rungs of the corporate ladder.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I know, Tom, this is incredibly petty for me to say, but I feel like, you know, stay out of my yard, I'll stay out of yours. And it's like, you don't see me writing ad copy for wiener pills, right?
No.
Like,
yeah, okay. That's a fair, yeah. That's a fair point.
Right, and I'll tell you, these shows, these house shows, you've seen these wiener pill commercials, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like the guys in their early 60s jamming.
Yeah. They all look like they're somehow... It looks like they clone the guy from the Trivago commercials.
Exactly.
To, like, varying degrees of success.
And they gave him a little hat.
A little hat and, a brand new guitar.
That's it, yep. So
in a super clean garage.
That's exactly, and that's basically who I'm playing to. Mm-hmm. 20 to 30 of those guys at these shows.
Yeah. Now, you know, you mentioned these private shows and stuff. I actually, I did one. It was like a live version of this show, a private show of the Best
really?
Show. Yeah.
Like some super fan.
Yeah. A few years ago. And I can say it was a disaster.
What happened?
Well, nobody knew what was going on. I don't know who arranged for us to, you know, it seemed like it was just super awkward. And then we did the thing because I do these calls, and then the guy I do the calls with called in, John, and
what's his name?
John Worster. And, the guy who is the host, he knew what the show was, and he wanted to hear a call, like a Sharpling and Worster call, featuring this character from, like, 2002. And then, so we start doing it, and then the host is just like, John's not doing the voice right. And he clearly was, like, overly obsessed with that one call. And then John got really mad and hung up mid-call. It was so bad and just so uncomfortable. I ended up there by myself, and I ended up having to have people rank the kinds of pasta.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's so, like, pasta brands or the kinds like penne?
Like penne or just like.
I like linguine.
Exactly. Yes. Like, do you like angel hair pasta? I was like, that sucks. Like, angel hair. Yeah. And I just was making up. I had no point of view on any of this.
Oh,
and I had to.
How long were you contracted to perform?
3 hours. It had to be a 3 hour
show.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. And John
what
hung up at about
do?
The 25 minute mark.
Well, good for him. Those voices are hard, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
And some
no,
guys only have like four voices in them.
Yeah, I can say they're not that hard in the scheme of things. I would.
Huh.
I think that gets overplayed a whole lot is how hard.
I don't know. Some of those voices are tough, and they like a real gruff voice.
Uh-huh.
Like that will really wear after a while, and after a while you can't do it anymore.
Well, I mean, but it's only like once a week, so it's not like it's. Being. Well, look,
we can argue about this all night.
Billy, we can argue about this all night.
Sure.
But we won't. Can I ask you, I guess it's probably it's a rude question. I'm not even going to get into it. I couldn't even imagine how much you get paid for these shows.
Oh, my God. The money is honestly, it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's even more than my regular guarantee.
Uh-huh. Really?
These guys have so much money they just want to throw it around. And it's funny. I talk to my buddies like John Bon Jovi and John Fogerty, and I'll tell you, we're kicking ourselves now for not doing these private shows sooner.
Uh-huh.
It's such a windfall. It's like it's the perfect situation. We do the private party at the A-Holes McMansion during the day. And then I play for the real people later that night. So it's two extreme paydays in 10 hours.
Wow, that's impressive. And like yeah. What with these rich guys? Like what are your actual kind of interactions with these rich guy hosts?
Tom, you know that gesture sometimes people make where they're like it's like they're pleasuring themselves. And rolling their eyes.
Uh-huh.
That's basically what I'm doing right now.
Oh, that's what, okay. That's what that's like. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, so it, of course they all play guitar, like I said earlier, and they just want to immediately show me their guitar collections.
Yeah.
You know, because they're so rich that they can afford all these great guitars, and many of them were formerly owned by, you know, by like legends like Jimmy Page or Jeff Beck or Joe Perry.
Yeah.
And those guys would kill to have these guitars back, I might add.
But these rich guys got their hands on them.
Exactly, yeah. So I pretend to be super interested, but secretly I'm like monumentally annoyed that these great guitars are in some D-Nozzles trophy case and not in the hands of actual working musicians who could actually make a living playing them.
Sure, sure.
So like then I'll like go, "Oh man, show me your stuff," you know. So I ask them to play a little bit and I pretend to be blown away by their skill.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
And I tell them how amazing they are. And then I'll ask, "Will you give me a lesson?"
Uh-huh.
And it's totally like that Mr. Show sketch where David is a dying guitar student and Bob is the guitar teacher who tells him how incredible he is.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, and they always want to sit in with the band, and of course I'll let them because they're paying so much, and I'll even let them solo for as long as they want.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then they always want to play me their songs.
Uh-huh, like they've got their original compositions.
Oh, of course they do. And 9 out of 10 times,
yeah,
they're just like the songs that David Brent wrote for Foregone Conclusion on The Office.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, like really like that.
Songs about like what they imagine the road is like, uh-huh. and like this super basic but super misguided spiritual stuff.
Okay.
And then I'll just act like the songs are just incredible, you know, and I'll say, "Oh my God, I'd be so honored to write songs with you someday."
Okay, but what happens, like, when they follow up on that and try to contact you?
Oh, then I just spend the rest of my life avoiding them at all costs.
Avoiding these guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. To the point where I'll post photos of them at the entrances to my show so security will know not to let them in. And if they do get in, they're to be removed from the premises. And I know of at least 5 who've been arrested.
Huh. Well, I mean, that's kind of something that I guess a lot of people would consider cruel.
Cruel?
Yeah.
You want to know what's cruel?
What's cruel?
Having to listen to a guy in dad jeans and a crisp, untucked, button-down shirt with vintage guitars on it prattle on about the $50,000 Les Paul he just bought that he'll never play in public.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. So while he's sitting there in his ergonomic desk designing running shoes that are going to be made in Chinese sweatshops, I'm sweating my ends off on stage in Indianapolis.
Uh-huh. But I mean, that's fair. No, I get where you're coming from. But I mean, but these guys are excited to be around you. And I mean, it feels like there's something a little wrong about you taking advantage of them like this.
Oh, I'm not taking advantage. You have no idea what these guys are like, Tom. The entitlement these guys have, it's just like John Mellencamp. It's off the charts.
Oh, that's like a little thing. Yeah, there you go. Because he's not on the charts anymore. I got you. That's like a music joke.
No, he's not.
Uh-huh.
He sure isn't.
You got a little bit of beef with John Mellencamp or something?
I wouldn't call it a little beef. It's decent size.
Okay. What is that about?
No, I don't want to get into it.
Well, just tell me a little bit what it is.
All right. So basically we're doing that bridge benefit that Neil puts on.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know? And so, you know, I smoke.
Uh-huh.
And I smoke, it's a hard-to-find brand. It's basically Marlboro Yellows.
Yellows, okay.
Yeah, it's got like 17 times the tar in it.
Uh-huh.
I just love it. I don't know, I'm just, you know, obviously I'm addicted to cigarettes, but I'm addicted to this particular brand.
Sure.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I have a carton.
Uh-huh.
For that day.
Yeah.
And I go off to, you know, to catering to get something, like a salad or something. I come back, and carton's there, but it's missing a pack.
Okay.
And so I'm looking around, and, you know, I know that JCM smokes yellows, too.
Okay.
So I go up, and I go, hey, little bastard, hand him over.
Yeah. Okay.
And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And I go, I think you do.
Uh-huh, okay.
And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I point to his sleeve. He's got a pack of cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve, just like James Dean or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm my ultimate fan for saying this, and I say, hey, man, stop sucking on that chili dog and give me my yellows back.
Okay.
Get it?
No, I get it. It's one of his lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it was even better than that. I said, I even included the outside the tasty freeze part.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So it was a killer bust.
A killer
bust.
Burn. Yeah, you burned it pretty hard. Yeah.
Total burn, yeah.
Yeah.
So then I go, look, I know you did it. I know you took it. Just give it back. And he's playing off like he didn't. I said, look, just give them back. And finally, he's not going to give them back. So I grabbed them from the sleeve. I undid his sleeve and I took it. And I thought we were going to square off to fight, you know, because, you know, I touched him. I put my hands on him.
Yeah.
Who shows up but Taylor Hawkins? And he breaks it up.
The drummer in the Foo Fighters, the cool
kid from the Foo Fighters,
kid from the Foo Fighters, yeah.
Yeah, he goes, "Hey guys, let's be cool."
Uh huh.
All right.
Sure.
You're both titans in the industry.
Uh huh.
You know, surely there's enough yellows to go around. And you know what? He was right.
Uh huh. Well, that's cool. He's a peacemaker.
Yes, and we joked about it, JCM and I said, "Yeah, this could be an episode of Seinfeld if they ever start it up again."
Uh-huh. Well, if they ever start Seinfeld up again.
Yeah, yeah, like this weird misunderstanding. It wasn't a misunderstanding. He took them, but, you know, that kind of thing. Like, a whole episode could be based on that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Seinfeld's coming back anytime soon. I would say it's probably not the highest odds.
Who knows? You know, I'd love to get this idea in front of Larry David, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think it could really fly. I'll tell you who I don't want involved with it at all. And if he is involved, I'm going to walk off the set. Larry Charles.
He was like a director, I think, right?
He's a weirdo, man.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. You want no part
of
Larry?
I don't like it.
Sure. That's fair.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want it.
Okay. All right, Billy.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, one of my other highs is seeing these rich MFs negotiate between trying to be super cool and also being super pushy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They all think that because they paid a ton of money for me to play in their house that I owe them basically everything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll sign whatever they want. I'll pose for pictures. But I'm sure as hell not going to get on the phone with their golf buddy, Ronnie, and chew the fat for 25 minutes. Uh-huh. No way, no day.
Yeah, so can I just ask you, if this... It seems like you're so annoyed by everyone involved in these things, but I guess outside of the money, why are you doing this?
Well, that's like asking why is purple purple? Some things are just unknowable, Tom.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But look, in my defense,
mm-hmm.
there are altruistic reasons for me doing these house shows, okay?
Okay.
I'm not just some rich rock star who's also a psychopath, although my four ex-wives would probably beg to differ.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's their business, yeah.
Well, basically, here's what happens. I bring in 20 people from the local homeless shelter, and then I have them help themselves to the incredible spread that the host has put out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great because the D-bag host, he will never protest because what a terrible look that would be, right?
Yeah.
But they are undeniably angry to have these untouchable people in their castles. It's incredible to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy I get from watching these cats try to avoid people who are genuinely struggling to survive, it's indescribable. It's like that first hit of pure Muffler Road grade blue that you have.
Sure, everybody remembers the...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, I got
that
you.
That first hit is amazing.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. The first hit is amazing. From what I hear, I was never mind.
It's just... You can tell me you did it.
Yeah. No, I didn't, actually. I kind of sat right. that one out.
So, look, at the end of the year, I get all the private show hosts together in one place as a thank you to my, quote, biggest fans, which, of course, is BS because they're just my richest fans.
Okay.
So, while that's happening, I'm at my house in Malibu.
Yeah.
And I have some weak but plausible excuse that I gave them for why I can't be there in person. Like I'm writing songs or I had a hip replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's a giant video screen in the room where all the house show hosts are.
Okay.
And I play this video compilation of me at their houses complimenting each one of them on how great their McMansion is. Uh-huh. Really laying it on thick.
Uh-huh.
And I say the exact same thing in each video. Oh, man, I thought I was rich. But your house puts mine to shame. You rock, Steve. And like 75% of these guys are named Steve. It's so weird.
That is strange.
So super weird.
Yeah.
So, then I play a compilation of each of these douches soloing on their $30,000 guitar, interspersed with footage of this 10-year-old Filipino girl playing the exact same solo 10 times better.
Oh, like a, so like a YouTube video.
Exactly, exactly. Uh-huh. So these nozzles can grasp the reality of just how generic they are.
Uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh. I mean, that is, I gotta say, that is, I see, it's very funny.
It's pretty brilliant.
I kind of can't get past how mean it is.
Oh,
but it is no, yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you. See it from our end. All right, and
our end.
We all do it. We okay. all do this. Bonnie uh-huh. Raitt, Sting, Bob Weir, John Mayer, Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
We all do these videos. We call them douche comps.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah. And every January 14th. We all get together at Jimmy Buffett's house, and we watch our douche comps.
Okay.
Yeah. See, they've all done private shows also throughout the year, so everyone's got their own douche comps, and it is a blast.
To play, everyone's playing them, and they're all just you guys recreating the same moment over and over again to just show how the same thing happens at every one of these shows.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, you say it's cruel. It's basically for us. It's like a steam valve.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So we let our tension go, but we've also got that satisfaction of knowing that the person we're kind of busting on paid us, you know, $250,000 for 4 hours of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a. No, it's I get it. I mean.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's this one guy.
Uh huh.
I can't say who he is because he's super rich and powerful. At various points, you know, from the early 2000s to, you know, a few years ago, he hired all of us to play in his luxury apartment.
Okay.
Oh my God, total blowhard. He'd yammer on and on about how rich he was and, you know, who he was tapping. He was so weird. I couldn't even tell if he liked music or not. Like, when you're playing, I would look over and he'd look like he was trying to move to the music, but you could tell that he was also looking at either his kids or his wife to find the beat, to find, like, where they were
okay.
tapping their foot or clapping.
Sure.
And then you go up to him and you try to get him clapping, but it was hopeless. Like, you'd be going, that, yeah, that, and he would never be able to do it in time. And at one point I gave him my guitar just to kind of fool around with. And straight out of Take the Money and Run,
uh-huh.
he started blowing into it.
Into, like, he thought it was like a wind instrument.
He did, yeah. It was the weirdest thing I've ever uh-huh. seen. And this guy's uh-huh. like the grade A weirdest person I've ever met.
Uh-huh.
And at first I thought I was being pranked.
Mm-hmm.
because his cat was so awkward. The way he was trying to appear human.
Uh huh.
It was so bizarre, and then he started bragging about some dumb yacht that he had, and he kept referring to the one side of the boat as the starburst side.
Starburst, not starboard.
Like the candy. How sad is that?
Yeah.
And so I just kept trying to get him to say starburst side as many times as possible.
Okay.
I think I got like 16 out of him. And so, you know, and I just thought this was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. So I get the message to Jon Bon Jovi when he does a show for him to keep bringing up the yacht. And he did the same thing. He told John Legend about it, and John Legend did the same thing. And before you knew it, there was this contest between all of us FPs to see who could get this idiot to say starburst side the most.
Uh-huh.
And there had to be audio or video proof of it. And you know who won?
Who?
Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
He did, yeah. It's the funniest thing you've ever heard. He got him to say it at least 60 times, 6-0.
Uh-huh.
It would be like, you know, like Dylan is so weird on his own. You know,
yeah.
He's got that thing where he's just like, you don't even know if he is aware of your presence, even though you're a foot in front of him.
Uh-huh, okay.
So he's got the hood up in the video, and they're like in the thing, and he goes, so if I drop my wallet off the right hand side of the boat, what would I say to the captain? And the guy goes, oh, well, you would say I lost it on, I dropped my wallet on the starboard side of the boat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wait, what do you say? And he just got him to say it so many times. It's the funniest thing ever.
That's hilarious.
A lot of people don't think Dylan's that funny, but he is.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Loves this movie called Clifford.
Clifford. It's a Martin Short movie.
Yeah. He loves this one line in particular where, I've never seen it, but I guess, what's her name? Mary Steam Virgin?
Uh-huh. Steam.
Mary Steam Virgin.
Yeah.
Asks, who's the guy that plays the adult in it?
Charles
what's
Grodin.
Charles Boyer, yes. He tells Charles Boyer,
uh-huh.
You don't like kids. And Charles Boyer is like, I love kids. And he goes, I love my nephew. And Mary Steam Virgin goes, well, what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I want to say Manson.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Manson.
No, it's Mason. I think the line is Mason. It's not Manson.
Oh, well, Dylan's been telling the story weird the whole time, then. I think his version's funnier.
Okay, well, it's not accurate, though, but it might be funnier. That's
okay.
Fair. So,
well, anyway, uh-huh. So we all left notes for each other behind this super garish painting that this house show host had of himself.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, we leave notes for each other about him.
Yeah.
And almost all the drawings were were like these weird drawings we did of him. You
mm-hmm.
know, like, kind of gross stuff, and Bonnie Raitt's were the sickest.
Really?
Oh, yeah, super dirty stuff, just hilariously vile.
Okay.
Meatloaf's were good, too. He's really effed in the head.
Meatloaf is effed in the head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of, like, other FTs.
Yeah.
This is so funny. It's just between you and me. Springsteen wants to do these shows so bad, these private shows, because the money's so huge.
Yeah.
And no one really ever knows about them.
Yeah.
But he can't bring himself to do it.
Really? He
thinks it's a bad look.
Mm-hmm. Like it's an image thing, sure.
Yeah, he's like a man of the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we joke about it all the time. You know, I always text him when I'm doing one of these private shows, and I send him a photo of the huge spread that the host laid out.
Uh huh. Okay.
And then I'll send a photo of the check.
Uh huh.
And he always texts back something like, "Oh, is that what an artist's dignity goes for nowadays?" Which is pretty funny.
Yeah. No, that's a good zinger.
And then I'll text back, F you, you effing D head.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah. And then he'll text back, you know, something like, B me, you GDF wad.
Uh huh. Okay.
And then we just go all night.
Sure. No, it seems pretty intense there. Like you got a pretty pretty dirty text exchange going.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. What's that?
Oh no.
What?
Oh no.
What is it, Billy?
Oh man, that super rich guy I told you about that we made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
It was Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. That you know, sure. That tracks now with the things you were saying, I guess.
I don't know if you know, but he's president now.
Uh huh. No, I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Well, I just looked out my window.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of Secret Service goons outside my door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Secret Service guys are lined up outside?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh no.
What?
Oh my God, you hear that?
I heard something.
Oh my God.
What is that?
Well, it sounds like a whip, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a whip.
What is it?
It's a super long necktie, the kind the president wears.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's made of like really hard leather.
Okay.
And they're deep in the leather in water.
Okay.
Oh my God, and they're using them as lassos. Oh my God, they're lassoing them over their heads.
Uh-huh.
It's just a matter of time before these guys scale up the window.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Are you going to be okay?
I don't know. You know, I it's clear that they consider me a subversive individual.
Mm-hmm. Because
I can just tell they're going to go to town on my haunches.
Well, you got to be okay. You got to.
Oh no, I'm not going to be okay.
You got to be all right.
Oh my God. Oh no. I don't know what's worse: the fact that I'm going to get my haunches beat, or that Eddie Trunk said he's on his way over.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's a two way tie for last.
He's a real piece of work, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh no, here they come, my haunches! My haunches are my life! I have my haunches insured for at least $3,000 on each haunch.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's
$300,000! You gotta believe me!
I believe you. No, I believe you. I believe you. Are you okay? You're not? Well, is he there? I think he hung up. Hey, Mike? The pizza show up? How is it? Is my guests is here? Did they have pizza? Did you offer them any? You really? You're sure? You're not just... Because I'm going to say this. If I find out either you or Pat got tight with the pizza so that you can take it home, well, that's a healthy cough. I'm glad you're... That you should have more cheese pizza, by all means, with that hacking death rattle I just heard. Pat, did you offer a pizza to both guests? Okay. And you weren't just like, you didn't just like nod over at the pizza and be like, you said, would you like some pizza? Uh-huh. You didn't say, like, staff only or anything like that. No? All right. I guess I'll just have to ask for proof. Can you please bring do they have drinks, beverages? You told them about the snacks, right? They know there's snacks out there, right? And beverages and pizza. You didn't show them the petty cash, though, right? That's our business. Okay. Well, it's not hard to figure out. Well, could you please bring... are they available? Who should come in first? Who should come in first? This is exciting. What if they come through at the same time? Oh, my God. Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Who's this? microphone. No, I'm kidding. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Where are you going to sit? It's exciting, right? Oh, the big blue chair? That's the power chair. Yeah, sure. So what's going on? Well, let me get your headphones on. Hit the cans. What's that now? Fair amount of squirrels. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize in advance. Get that dog out of here. All right, let me turn this up. Let's see. Claire, say hi something.
Check.
No, it's not right. There we go.
There we go.
So we have, of course, we all know Claire O'Kane, right? She's been on the show 55 times now, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And you're back. It's exciting.
She's back.
I saw you a few weeks ago
mm-hmm.
in an off-air event.
Okay.
Right? Actual real-life friendship type thing. Because we're friends in real life. Whether you like it or not, you're just going to have to accept that.
Yeah, I've come to accept it.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope you wrap your head around it because it's true.
Thanks for inviting me to that event.
Yeah. We could talk more about that later. But then you brought a new person here who is a very funny person I enjoy the content of. And you're Amy Zimmer.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And I know you know nothing about the show.
That's not
the most exciting
true.
Thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's not entirely true at all.
Claire said that you thought there was like a Chris D'Elia element to the show, which was maybe the most exciting thing I've heard all year.
I said, I don't think Amy's heard the show.
Uh-huh.
She mentioned that maybe she thought Chris D'Elia was on it.
Uh-huh.
Which is what...
Yeah. But I do think uh-huh. I misremembered that name. Mm-hmm. I'll be clear about that.
Okay. Chris D'Elia is the...
Is that how you say the...
D'Elia.
Okay. Okay, wow.
There's an apostrophe.
Wow.
I'm an O'Kane.
Yeah, and it's duh. Ilya. D'Elia. Who cares?
Ilya.
I don't want to talk about that. So look, here's what happens on this thing. We got a new guest here. I'm going to say this to all the callers. We got to tighten up now. We got to impress somebody. We can't just do the usual half-rate, low-class thing. We have a company. We have company here. So don't mess it up, okay? Don't mess it up in front of the new people. You see the Oreos? Look at this. Somebody sent this.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Right? Did you eat them yet?
No.
Is that from Oreo Head?
It is from Michelle. There's an Oreo, a woman who listens who is a huge fan of Oreo cookies, and she is now like actually to the point where she's, I think, an Oreo influencer.
Oh, wow.
And they sent her all these things. They sent her Oreo.
Michelle's her name?
Michelle,
if you're listening.
She called in earlier. And look at this. Oh, she sent this. Look at this. Watch this. What do you think it is?
Another Oreo thing.
Oh, no. Ready. Watch this. Because if you eat Oreos, right, you know what you have to have with it. You have to have like
milk.
Yeah, you have to have like milk. So this is like
incredible.
It's like an Oreo. It's like one of those things that's like a camping thing that pops out a little.
Camp cup.
Yeah, and if you guys deliver, you might leave with some Oreo swag.
Some more Oreos.
Oh, here we go. Who wants to try an Oreo cookie?
That's perfect
for the radio, by the way, also. Yeah. It's such great. While you do that, I'm going to take a call. Best show.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Not a lot. A whole lot. Who's this?
This is Michael from Kentucky.
Michael from Kentucky. What's going on in Kentucky, Michael?
Dude, not a whole lot. I'm sorry.
What?
If I can call you dude.
You can call me dude.
Wow. Yeah, not a whole lot, honestly, man. It's actually it's a little depressing here, man. Got to be honest. There's not a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
Kentucky Derby's over.
Yeah, you got to wait a whole another year now, right?
I mean, I don't know what else people stay chicken. But, I mean, Nashville, with them coming into the market now, it's like we've got nothing.
Well, they didn't take your chicken. They just also make chicken there. It's not like you don't have chicken anymore.
But it's better. It's better chicken.
The Nashville chicken is better?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just have that on the mind. I was in Nashville this weekend for
And you get to get nauseous now when you see this Kentucky chicken, right?
Yeah.
It turns your stomach. Your lousy Kentucky chicken.
It was terrible. Kentucky, like,
that's the KFC. That's the K in KFC is you.
I know, but when you're in Nashville staying at a hotel and there's a KFC, like a tennis ball throw away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the atmosphere. Maybe it's the chicken. I don't know what it is, but feeling a little down these days, man.
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe leave Kentucky then. Is that an option?
Well, shit. I guess that kind of...
Come on. Just watch your language. I told you, we have company. We have a new guest. Curse in front of a new guest. Did I ever tell you about that KFC commercial I did? That I got cut out of.
Yes.
I've told you about that, right?
You were a butler?
Well, I was a butler.
Who played the...
Ray Liotta.
That's right. Who played the colonel.
At the time?
Mm-hmm. He did one day where he was the colonel. And I walked in the set, on the set. And he was dressed in full colonel makeup. And then he was doing this performance where he was doing the voice like... It sounded like Foghorn Leghorn. He's like, they got me. I want Nashville Hot or Georgia Gold. And then he's going like, which do I like? What, Georgia Gold? It was like watching him have like a nervous breakdown. It was like the colonel had like a stroke and was falling apart, like a psychic break. And then I introduced myself to him after. And I'm in a full, like, British butler thing, which is... And it's August, so I'm sweating. And then finally I get to do my part, and then he could not have been less interested in me.
Oh, man.
And I was like, hey, I have a friend in common, and it's Kevin Corrigan. And he just goes, uh-huh, or whatever he said, like, yeah. And then he was so dismissive.
What was your line? Did you have a line?
Both, sir. I believe it's both, sir.
So, to indicate the promo there.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
And I got cut out. Flavors. I got cut out.
He also voiced a Grand Theft Auto video game, famously.
Oh, really?
Ray Liotta did?
Yeah.
Was he the protagonist?
Yeah. Vice City.
Get out of your car.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are those cookies?
Really good.
Was
really
good.
Mm-hmm. Checked out.
Mike, do you want one of these? What are you eating?
Pizza.
Pizza. Okay.
Pizza.
Did he offer you pizza also?
Yes.
Did he offer you pizza? The one in the Oreo package.
I didn't expect the marshmallow part to be actual marshmallow. Mm-hmm. I don't know
is
why.
Is it?
I think it tastes like it.
I love
it. Like it.
Guy scoops two out. I said, do you want one? Did you meet Mike?
Yeah.
Amy?
Yes.
Yeah. Gotta get your mitts all over it. Maybe Pat wants a fresh one. Doesn't want your grubby pizza fingers all over it. So anyway, this is the best show. This is what we do here. We've been doing this since the beginning of time. Amy.
Mm-hmm.
New guest. New friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And Claire, I met Claire a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It was June. I was going through some photos the other day, Claire.
Uh-huh.
And it was the middle of June of 2013.
When we met at the museum?
We met at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
the Stanley Kubrick exhibit. Mm-hmm. And there was someone following me.
No.
You were following.
I was a big fan. And I was with a guy at the time who was also a big fan. And he said, you got to go find him.
Find him.
So I went back through. I had already gone through the whole exhibit, uh-huh. and I went all the way back through it.
And found me.
Found you.
It was very nice. You said hi, and mm-hmm. I was excited because I was by myself. Right? Mm-hmm.
No, you were with a friend.
Was I with a friend?
Man.
A man.
Mm-hmm.
A man friend. I don't know. They're currently not my friend now, then. So, yes. And then... 2 years later, in San Francisco, I get into an elevator with Patti Smith, and humiliate myself worse than I've ever humiliated myself with anybody ever. But right before I did it, my friend Claire was like, hey, remember we met at the museum? And I was like, yeah. Right? Is this the order of things? This is the second time we met.
Yeah, you kind of like the Ray Liotta as...
Yeah, and I was like, hold that thought. I'm going to go in this elevator with Patti Smith and tell her something. And then I said something embarrassing to her, and she got off the elevator early. Oh, it's so embarrassing. So Claire saw that.
You were in the elevator?
I saw the beginning. Did
you see me get out of the elevator?
No.
We saw
Patti Smith walking past, and you go, I keep seeing Patti Smith all over the hotel.
Yeah.
Should I say something to her?
Yeah, it's the third time I saw her in two days, and I was like, I'm going to say something to her. I was like, I'll be back. I said...
You don't have to...
No, I'll say it. I've said it to everybody. You're the only one that doesn't know this now.
Sorry.
No, I was in a cab in Memphis once, and this cab driver was just like this like rock, old rock dude, and he's like, I saw all the bands. And I was like, what's the best band you ever saw? He's like, Humble Pie. So then I saw Patti Smith, and I'm just like asking her, like, hey, how was your shows going over at the Fillmore? And she's like, oh, it's good. I'm tired, but they're good. And I was like, hey, did you ever see Humble Pie back in the day? And then she immediately got off the elevator.
Wow.
She looked at me with a terrified look, like I was a full-on weirdo.
Whoa.
I think she got off on a floor that wasn't her floor.
Oh, man.
And then, like, had to go up the fire escape to get to her floor. It was, yeah, it's not a hot stretch.
Oh.
So now you are a stand-up and a writer. What do you do, Amy?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
List Tell your us. Credits.
Yeah, what are...
List my credits?
Yeah, from earliest to most present.
And don't miss one. You
GTA
have to do
Vice
all of them.
City.
Okay.
God of War.
Okay. So these are video game voices.
I kind of designed both of those games.
Oh, the game. You actually came up with the actual
game. I came up with God of War.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, there's one god that's missing that hasn't been featured in the video game universe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I said war.
Mm-hmm. uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I don't know. What should I really say?
Amy does stand-up.
Yeah.
She's
stand-up.
She's from...
I met Claire.
Florida, USA.
I'm from Florida.
Where
from
in Tampa. Florida?
Tampa? 813.
How's that? That's like Pitbull. Where's Pitbull from?
Yeah, Miami.
What's the area code there?
That's 305.
Isn't he Mr. 305? Is that what he calls himself?
Not sure.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. something.
Tampa, Central Florida.
Okay.
It's where Spring Breakers was shot.
Mm-hmm.
A little
beautiful place.
Yeah.
Where you can find it, there's some pretty parts to it.
Were you down there when Spring Breakers was filmed?
No.
No? You had already escaped?
Yes.
Well, not escaped.
Yeah.
Were you
no,
there?
No, I consider it an escape.
Okay. And you left to go to New York City.
Yeah.
Because that's where all the laughs are.
That's where the biggest laughs are.
Yeah.
In New York City.
The most aggressive.
The most aggressive, I'm walking here laughs.
Sure.
I'm laughing here.
I'm laughing here.
I'm laughing here. That is, how is that not a show?
Or the name of a club.
Yeah. Well, Thursday nights
That would be funny.
Yeah.
The third Thursday of every month we do I'm Laughing Here. It's
kind of a variety show. It's more of a showcase, variety showcase.
It's like Yoko, which is Claire has her show, Yoko, which competes with this show.
Just bi-weekly
on Tuesdays.
Well, other week it's a fight here to hold the audience that Claire steals.
Well, I think you're winning based on my numbers.
Uh-huh. And Yoko is your Tuesday night show. Would you do where now?
At El Cortez in Bushwick.
Okay.
Have you ever been?
I'm here.
Because you're here.
I'm stuck here. I haven't.
Yeah.
I was in Bushwick once, and then I was seeing a show, and then a guy came up to me. He just said, hey, give me some money. And I was like, how's $20? He's like, yeah, that's good. It was like the most pleasant That's not even like a, that's not mugging. That's just like.
An exchange.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, let's just.
I like how you gave him an option.
I was just like, house 20.
House 20.
And he's just like, right. Yeah. Yeah. It worked. Let's see who's on the phone. The phone number is 201-332-3484. Now, the other day, I was in Barnes & Nobles, right? Because old people, they will say Barnes & Nobles, right?
I say Barnes & Nobles.
Well, then you might be older.
Wait, it's do I?
No, you say Barnes & Noble.
Try it in a sentence.
I say Barnes & Noble.
Amy, where'd you go yesterday?
I went to Narns and Bobles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, that's not even an old person. That's a confused young person.
You got hit on the head.
Yeah. But I was in there, right? And then there's this dude by the magazines just full-on reading an issue of Penthouse.
Oh, yeah, I saw you
too. And it was just
that.
Like, for like 2 minutes, I was watching him just taking his time reading in a crowded, like, holiday weekend. Everyone's off on a Saturday. The Barnes & Noble that's connected to a mall is teeming with people.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude was just flipping through that issue of Penthouse like he was just having the time of his life. So I want to say to people, call. I want to hear the thing because I was just, it was like the nerve of that guy. Just like I would never have the nerve to do anything like that.
Mm-hmm. People do crazy. I've seen people pull some stunts like that.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know. Pornographic materials in public,
like stunts, like they're just being themselves. Though they're not.
They're just being themselves in a
public,
openly
life.
Pornographic way.
Sure.
I used to write in the different libraries in New York, mm-hmm. and I used to go to this one in Greenpoint, and there was a guy there who would regularly have cam sessions with the computers, the library computers.
So he has to, like, hit, like, a half hour before he gets booted off the computer.
No, I mean, people would stop him, but he was quite persistent about it.
I'm paying for this.
Yeah.
So he's logging onto a library computer to have, like, dirty
talk. To someone.
Yeah.
He would talk to someone, and it would be revealed later on in the conversation that it was some sort of, you know, tawdry thing.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he would, like, remark on the person's appearance, and it was very clear. Because I didn't see. I just saw, like, a computer in his face. I was on the other side of
it. A man's reaction.
Yeah. He said something once that was crazy that was – there was, like, a delay in their talking, and he said something like, I said you look nice. I said you look nice. And he just really loud in this library. But he said something like expletive, like said something raunchier than that. But just repeating it because there was like a Skype delay.
Can you hear me? Yikes.
There's a point where you just have to realize it's time to get your hands on your own computer at some point.
Yeah.
Like, for what you're interested in.
Yeah.
Or even just a phone.
Right. Well, this was in the time of phones.
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal was.
And there are laptops that are like, it's not like the guy has to go get like a MacBook Pro for $2,400.
Yeah.
You could get a $300.
Alien.
Yeah. Alien.
I got
or
a Chromebook for $200.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A Kobe.
A Kobe.
Like, isn't it like.
That sounds like a fake movie computer.
Well, that's the thing. There was like this brand of like DVD players. It was like Kobe. It was like made to look like Sony, but it just said so the O and the Y were the same. Like, because you look at it real quick, you're just like, oh, Sony. It's like, it's Kobe. Like, I'll get that. What, this one's only, this DVD player is only $25. The Sony one. So you could talk. I want people to tell me. You can tell me about the things that, like, the nerve of people. I hate that. Beshow, hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Lee from New Orleans. Hey, Amy, and hey, Claire. What's up?
See, this is the point caller. This guy's on point. What's your name now? Lee?
Yeah, Lee.
And you're from New Orleans?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do I owe the pleasure of this call, Lee?
And I just wanted to call in. First of all, I wanted to thank you for championing Mike Kroll. I got to see him at a venue out here in New Orleans like 2 months ago. That was just so cool. Guy really puts on a hell of a show.
I know. He's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got back from a trip to Pittsburgh, like 2 weeks ago, and just prior to that, you got a call from the Slice Harvester, and you guys were kind of like clowning on the food in Pittsburgh. So I wanted to defend it and say how good of a time I had at all these restaurants out there.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Because there's this dude, his name's Colin, and he used to live in New York, and he had this goal where he was going to review every pizzeria in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And he dedicated, like, I think, like 2 years of his life. He just was going from pizzeria to pizzeria and would just be like, 3 stars. But then he called a couple weeks ago, and then this guy said, "What, we were complaining about the food in Pittsburgh."
Yeah, so I think that he said that he lives in Pittsburgh now, and then y'all were ragging on Permanti Brothers, I think is what it is.
Which I guess are like French sandwiches. They're like French fry sandwiches or something. I think that's what everybody eats there.
Yeah,
have you
guess.
Been to Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I've been to Pittsburgh.
So I landed in the airport in Pittsburgh, and the first thing I see is just beautiful TGI Fridays. So I thought it'd be so tight to just like go to the TGI Fridays when I got there and then just say, well, this is a good trip and head back home. But that would have been like way too much of a bit. But they actually have one of those in the airport, the Permanti Brothers Police, but totally avoided it my entire trip there.
Okay.
So I wanted to shout out Apteka, the vegan Polish food place.
Oh.
We don't really have any kind of Polish food in New Orleans. There's one spot that does kind of what they call Slavic soul food, but this place really did it right in Pittsburgh, Apteka. So that would be the number one. But do you guys have any kind of like Pittsburgh stories, Pittsburgh food stories, or things that are not French fry salads or sandwiches?
In Pittsburgh specifically?
Yeah.
Sure. I guess now, yeah, we're talking about Pittsburgh food.
No, you don't have to.
I mean,
but
Amy, you said you've been to Pittsburgh. I'm assuming
you
eat there.
I can't remember eating there.
Yeah.
I was there years ago. I remember trees there. Mm-hmm. Such fantastic trees, like you wouldn't believe, and grass.
Yeah.
Not to mention the sky and sun.
Yeah, and the bridges. They have bridges.
Yeah,
bridges.
I remember I walked by UPitt.
Okay.
That's about as much as I remember.
That's where they filmed the Batman movie.
What?
Was in Pittsburgh.
Which one?
Whichever one had the bridges in it. Which one had the bridges?
Bane.
The third, yes, right? That's the one that had Bane the bridges in it.
Because
then
I
he like
so.
They blew the bridges up.
Oh wait, yeah. Well, didn't the Joker have a bridge too with the boats? Wasn't there a bridge involved?
I think
here?
That was more of a New York.
That was a New York one. Definitely.
The first one was Chicago.
Yeah.
And the second one's New York. And the third one was Pittsburgh. And these are movies
yikes.
I don't even like.
You know all about it.
I'm a pretty big fan of the locations of the Batman movies. No, it because he blew the bridges up, and then he also caved in a football stadium or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's Bane for sure.
Yes.
All up and down, that says Bane.
I don't like that. I've never seen that movie, but I know what Bane sounds like.
Let's hear. What's he sound like? Let's hear the impression.
Hard talk.
No, you gotta do this.
Hard talk. Take a look at me now, Batman.
And that's somebody. And he added a little.
Yeah, he's got
there.
Something in the back of his throat.
Just kind of like some. Like he's got a fighting something?
No, he's wearing a mask. He's
okay.
To keep something
okay.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
But he's like, hard attack. Misa.
Wait, that's
Jar Jar
Binks. Yeah. Look, so you go to, I don't know, what are you, pro Pittsburgh or something? Where is this coming from?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's just that, like, right prior to me flying in, I had kind of just like, oh man, what am I in for with the food over here? So
I know you were clowning, but I just wanted to kind of like give a man on the street report from a guy from a place that has a lot of food places that are renowned.
Sure.
That
okay.
Pittsburgh's all right.
Well, I appreciate I appreciate you correcting the record. Thanks. Hey, Mike, what did he call about when he when you screened him? What did he say? Okay, and that was that passed your test.
I do want to check out that. It's nice to hear of a vegan Polish place.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Guys, let's get in the car. 7 hours from now, we'll be outside. We'll be waiting for We'll only have to wait five hours.
In tornado warning weather.
Yeah.
It's tornado warning. We'll drive through the tornado.
Heat lightning.
We'll get to Pittsburgh. It'll be 6:30 in the morning.
Dawn, we line outside the Polish vegan restaurant.
We're just there for 5 and a half hours.
We gorge ourselves on pierogies. We drive back. There's more heat lightning, more tornadoes.
Vegan cheese pierogies.
Yeah, there's double the tornado watch because of what we've done.
Best show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Chad.
Chad.
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Chad?
Melbourne.
From where?
Melbourne, Australia.
Wow. What time is it there?
Yeah.
It's noon, right?
It's nearly 1 o'clock.
Okay. It's 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Yep.
And what's going on in Melbourne tonight?
Well, I'm really excited to listen live because I'm usually at work.
Well, that's exciting. You're here with, do you know Claire O'Kane? Do you know who that is?
A Canadian.
She is, yes.
Yes, you got it right. I am a Canadian.
And you're also here with Amy Zimmer. Do you know who that is?
Hi. I don't know Amy.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Just say comedian again.
You too.
Just say comedian.
I couldn't listen to the show on my computer because it's not working.
All right. Don't worry.
I'm not up to date.
The show's not going anywhere. It'll be there for you when your computer gets back up and running. So what made you call? Chad?
Well, I'm home today.
Okay.
And I get to listen live, except I'm not. And I am procrastinating a little bit because I'm supposed to be writing a paper.
Okay. On what?
Attachment theory.
Ooh.
Very dense.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Can you explain so I don't embarrass myself?
Because you went, ooh.
Is it like psychology?
No. I'm studying child psychotherapy, so yes.
Okay. Ring, ding, ding.
Yes.
It's
got
about the mind.
Yes.
I don't really want to go into it because...
Yeah, you don't,
yeah, sure,
you're
sure.
Procrastinating. You don't want to have to...
Yeah.
Because if you knew about it, you would have written the paper already, right?
Well... I feel like I know about it, but I don't want to talk about it anymore because I already know it. Now I have to demonstrate that I know it.
You got to put up now. Now it's time to show your school that you know about it, right?
I guess so.
It's winter there, right?
It's really cold.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
And what is cold for Australia?
Not very cold. It doesn't snow in Melbourne, so
okay.
I don't feel like I have the right to complain.
Sure. You ever go to Uluru? Have you been to Uluru?
I've sadly never been.
You've never been to Uluru?
I would really like to.
Do you know what Uluru is, Claire?
No, yeah. But the way you're saying it and your headphones are slightly coming off.
It sounds like you're making fun of it, which is really disrespectful.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm excited about it.
You should go there.
I'll
come too.
Sure.
What
okay.
is Uluru? What is it?
It's
Chad, will
it's
you
in
tell
the Northern
Claire?
Territory.
It's a big.
It's
formation.
A very big and sacred site.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
In the middle of the.
Yeah,
like,
people used to climb it, but you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is a good thing.
What does it look like?
It's beautiful. You should Google it.
I will.
It's like a really, really big rock, but it's as big as like a mountain.
Yeah.
And it's in the desert.
That sounds gorgeous. Cool. I'm a big fan of Big Rocks.
Me too. Big Rocks in Nowhere. It's beautiful.
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Red. That looks very sacred.
And where is that now? Where's Uluru?
It's in the Northern Territory, like Central Australia, in the desert.
Now, if you were flying in a helicopter over the middle of Australia and somebody pushed you out of it, and not that you'd die from falling, but you just like hit the ground there, how fast would you get like killed? Because that's so uncharted in the middle of the country, right?
Yes. You'd probably die of dehydration.
Okay. What kind of animals would you be scared of?
We have very lethal snakes and spiders.
No.
Probably big ones.
We've got to work on that, Chad.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're always like finding new creatures, right?
Yeah. I'm not really across that news, but there's a lot of species here. We have most of the world's most lethal species.
Wow.
And there's a lot of outback psychopaths as well.
Like
you might encounter one of those.
Sure, like Mad Max types. Huh. Right?
Yeah. Or have you seen Wolf Creek?
No.
No, I don't think
I'm going to
watch
it now. Creek.
What's that?
It's pretty scary. It's based on a true story.
Oh, I don't like
some adventurers get abducted by madmen.
No.
Yikes.
Now, how much of Australia is, like, untamed?
Is what, sorry?
Is, like, untamed. Is, like, where it's still just kind of uncharted. There's no roads through it.
A lot. So most of the major cities are on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's just this big, scary middle of the country, of the continent, is just...
It's a lot of wilderness.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so scary.
Well, a lot of it got cleared for grazing, unfortunately.
Okay. Mm. Chad, which would you rather happen? Would you rather be dropped in the middle of Australia or dropped in the ocean and not know which way land was?
Oh, God.
Am I allowed to have my personal locator beacon with me?
Yes, you are.
In the middle of the country.
In the middle of the country. Claire?
Yep.
Middle of the country. Middle of Australia. Here's the three options for you. You get three options.
Ooh.
Middle of Australia. Mm. Middle of the ocean. Or the middle of America.
Yikes.
Kansas.
Ooh.
Dead center.
Well.
But you're only dropped in Kansas. The thing is that's the safest one of the three.
Yeah.
But you're dressed.
The most boring.
Sorry. I'm going to keep you entertained around the clock. That's why I took you to that Vampire Weekend 7-hour show. Where we both managed to insult them.
Did we?
Yeah. Again. We can't not insult them somehow.
How did we insult them?
I told the story about how I made fun of their clothes and how they dressed like the preppy killer.
I didn't insult them.
You did.
I insulted Imagine Dragons.
No, you insulted.
What did I say?
You said one thing.
Oh, what did I say?
You were just like, the songs don't sound like rickety-dickety-dickety anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Who did I? But he said that he said the same thing, kind of.
Well, he agreed with you.
Yeah.
But
I didn't mean it in a bad way. Ricky Dicky Deek?
So, Australia?
Yes.
Ocean?
Or Vampire Kansas. Weekend?
Or Kansas, and you're wearing, in Kansas, you're wearing a Bane mask that you can't
and
get off.
A really sensible swimsuit. A really cute swimsuit.
Okay, really cute swimsuit.
Like an old-timey one.
I mean, just...
A swimming costume.
Drown me
old-timey
in the ocean.
You just go right in the ocean.
Let me sink. I can't believe I made fun of a Vampire Weekend without thinking.
Look, I did it again also.
I didn't make...
Chad, what do you think? Do you think Claire made fun of Vampire Weekend?
Chad?
I can't hear you very well.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Can you repeat all of what you just said?
No, we can't. Well, Chad, thank you for calling. And best
Thanks
of luck
very
with
much,
the tape.
Tom. It's okay. Nice to speak to you.
Yes,
nice to speak to you. I'm mad now.
Okay.
What's going on?
So, okay, we're talking to one of these Vampire Weekends guys.
Yeah.
Chris Thompson, the drummer.
Chris Thompson, who an ex-boyfriend.
The sweetest guys.
An ex-boyfriend of mine had already offended.
Here.
Offended him
here?
Yeah.
About a year ago.
Why?
He said, Chris gave us a ride home to Williamsburg from here. So nice.
Yeah.
My ex at the time had somehow gotten drunk off beer.
As they do.
What?
In 2 hours. And then he gave us a ride. So nice. And then my boyfriend is a bartender and he goes, you know, whenever someone puts your music on in our bar, I always say, turn that S off. This sucks. And he said that to this guy who's driving us home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did you?
Power play.
Yeah.
Classic power play, seemed like.
Yeah. Alpha dog.
Yeah, and for what? And for what? For
that dude was the alpha dog.
Nothing.
Did you just say to him, good one, alpha dog? Was his name Alpha Dog? Was his name Alf? Alf A Dog.
I would date someone named that.
Alf A Dog.
Yeah, but we both insulted them again. Well, in their moment of triumph.
It's too complicated.
But I'm sure they're having a great day. That looks like a great time.
So
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they're not really offended. I hope not.
No, they got all this money. They're fine.
It was a nice day, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, because it was fun because they played three sets.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all their fun cover songs in the first set. And they did Sunday Morning by the Velvet Underground on Sunday Morning.
Mm.
Right where the Velvet Underground happened. That was exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting. They had free pizza
and bagels.
Bagels.
I saw the spread.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Spread.
Yes. It was fun. And then they did the album, the new album, straight through. And Haim were there.
All three of Haim were there.
It's a blessing.
Do you listen to Haim?
I have listened to Haim. I haven't gotten deep into Haim, but I like what I hear.
I feel like everywhere I look, there's Haim.
Yeah. Everywhere you go.
Haim.
Mm-hmm. And then they did fun hits in the third set.
Yeah.
And Claire and I did the radio show, the Ezra's radio show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In between sets.
Oh, yeah. Where I said Imagine Dragons sucks.
And they were there?
No, I think they were just brought up. But it's on iTunes.
It is somewhere.
On some podcast.
The number is 201-332-3484. Now, Amy Zimmer, you're at one Amy Zimmer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Claire, of course, you're at Baby's First Gun.
You got it.
Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Still riding that, right?
What else could I do now?
Well, how many friends and followers do you have?
I got at least 7K.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Hard. You're in that weird spot.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bail on those 7,000 followers.
Uh-uh.
You can't contact someone from Twitter and just go, I've made a mistake. I don't want to be called Baby's First Gun anymore.
No. I'm leaning in.
You're leaning into it?
Yeah.
It's a funny handle.
Thank you. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's edgy.
It's not her name, you mean?
I'm just saying it's like, because Claire is a brand now.
Oh, yeah.
So, being a brand, it kind of works. It's counter-branding.
It is. You got to have the same name for everything.
That's exactly it. And you don't have that for Instagram either.
No.
Where you're Claire O'Kane.
Not anymore.
Wait, what are you now?
Claire is O'Kane. Because Claire O'Kane is taken.
Mm-hmm. Weren't you Clog O'Pain for a while?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was on another social media site, so people wouldn't find me and send me weird messages.
Right.
Okay.
But I don't have that anymore. TikTok. So Clogopane, which my boyfriend's mother hates.
Whatever.
But she always calls me Clog now.
Clog.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I like Clogopane. It's like a Mad Magazine version of you, right?
Yeah.
Claire O'Kane, more like Clogopane.
And then an award bubble and saying something mean about Vampire Weekend.
It wasn't mean. It was lowercase m mean. It wasn't mean at all. It was funny.
It doesn't sound mean.
It wasn't fun. I'm even striking mean from the thing.
You know me.
I'm saying we both have a thing where we could not stop putting our foots in our mouth with them.
It's hard to do in those environments. You feel like anything you say, you're going to F up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's, you know, someone who's famous and who's, you want to be,
you know,
cool.
Has a body of work.
Yeah.
Large body of work.
And I did
respect.
It again. I did it again. I didn't have to tell the same story for the third time to them on his radio show about how I said they dress like Robert Chambers, the preppy Central Park preppy killer. That didn't work in my favor. Who's good here, Mike? Best show.
Hey, Tom, it's Colin in Pittsburgh.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's the pizza. It's Pizza Man.
It's me.
This is the guy who ate pizza in every pizzeria in Manhattan.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
You're here with Amy Zimmer and Claire O'Kane.
Hi, Amy and Claire. How are y'all doing?
Good. Hearing a lot about Pittsburgh's fine foods this evening.
Yeah, I turned the show on and I heard a guy saying that the food here was good, and that's why I called it. It's terrible. The food here is awful.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I didn't want to.
Is this where it started, this controversy, with you saying this?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's that vegan sausage Polish place like that he was talking about?
That place is good. I used to work there, so I.
Okay.
But nice.
It's good. The food is legit good.
So you're in the tank for that place, though.
Yeah.
Did you work there because you liked the food?
I moved to Pittsburgh partially because the food at that place was so good.
Oh, wow. That's a real...
What? This sounds like...
We got to go.
Yeah.
Guys, let's do it.
Yeah.
What do you... What is a must-get item?
Everything. I mean...
Everything?
It's a pretty small menu. Mm. The owners are like wingnut ravers who really love making vegan Polish food. One of them's from Poland. And the other is like Pittsburgh white, which means Polish or Ukrainian or something.
Wow, I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh
they're good.
White.
They're good. They're nice people. They make good food. They treat their employees well.
Sounds like a pool player.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like
it does.
You go into the pool hall and it's like you're going to play Pittsburgh white.
Yeah, or like a speed car driver.
Yeah.
Speed car?
Well, like New York white is Italian. You know what I mean?
Race car man.
And Pittsburgh white is Polish or Ukrainian or Croatian.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Well, I'll take that with me wherever I go.
But if the food sucks there, other than that one place, what do you eat?
I cook. I cook at home. Okay. I lived in New York for so long, and I cook. I used to love cooking.
Sure.
And then I was an alcoholic for years and stopped cooking. And then I moved to Pittsburgh and I had to learn how to cook again.
Okay. Because the food's bad.
Because the food's terrible. It's it's like I constantly have my mind blown that food could still be this bad. There's this other vegetarian restaurant. I won't name names.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a vegetarian. My girlfriend's been vegan 20 years or something.
Nice.
Happy anniversary. Happy 20th anniversary.
I'll tell her you said that. And it's like time traveling to the being vegetarian in the mid-90s, which is the last time I actually was, when like all you could eat was like a hummus plate or a dry pancake.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But you say the food is not good there.
Yeah, I just wanted to set the record.
All right. Good.
Terrible.
I appreciate it. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. There's these Oreo gloves that they sent, right?
Yeah. They're touchscreen.
This is, this is the creepiest glove.
It's pretty funny.
This is bad. It's got an Oreo cookie on the palm.
I think what elevates it is that the three fingers do have touch screen yeah. capabilities, yeah, which makes it even more murderous.
Yeah.
That you could zoom in on an iPad and, like, sort of...
And bang, bang.
Break into a house.
Yeah, break into yeah. a house.
Yeah.
Punch a car window with your Oreo glove. Yes.
What if I cut the fingers off this, right?
You would lose the touchscreen capabilities.
Yeah. But then I would be
still
like...
got the Oreo palm.
Yeah. I'd be like... be like Big J.
Oh, no.
Big J?
Big J or Oakerson.
He has...
Fingerless. He wears fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Big
Where
J.
have I been?
I'd be like Big J Cookieson.
All
right. Right?
See you later.
No, you're not going. See you later. The best thing you ever heard.
We're going to Pittsburgh.
Look, when we're in the car going to Pittsburgh, we're just going to come up with food puns for New York stand-ups.
Truly my... I hate puns. I mean, pun people yeah. should be banished.
They're the worst. I don't like it. You think I'm happy that I said that?
Yes. I'm not.
No, I'm not. I hold myself to a higher standard.
You're wearing an Oreo glove.
I'm doing it because I just... I can't help it. 201-332-3484. You talk about nerve. What's the nerve? What's the nerviest thing you saw? Because, Amy, you saw somebody doing cam chat in a library.
Mm.
Claire, what's nervy for you? What's in, where you were just like, the nerve of that person.
I've seen some wild stuff.
Have you ever said like, well, I never.
It's usually something like when someone just throws trash on the ground in front of me.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or when, like, yeah, that's the only, I can't think of any fun, goofy, funny things.
Just
but I know I've seen some stuff.
Littering.
Just blatantly littering.
Just active disrespect.
Of Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. New York City, your city.
Yeah, this is my city now.
Yeah, exactly. This is, you've been here for... 4 years.
2 years.
2 years. Oh, my God.
Not even.
It's only 2 years you've been here.
I've been in here, yeah.
And look at all the things that have happened to you since you've been here.
I've been here 54 times.
You are engaged.
I'm engaged.
You're engaged.
Married to a New Yorker.
Yeah.
A true New Yorker.
True New Yorker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, preeminent Bane impression.
Yeah, oh, please. Yeah, by all means, I won't do the puns, though. But do your Bane impression again.
Yeah. You know, I used to live with three other roommates, and we had the best or worst Halloween idea that I've ever had. I'm not a big Halloween person. Which was, we were all going to go as a group of Banes.
That's really
like four Banes as a Halloween costume.
I think that would be really fun.
I think it would be really fun to do, but you have to be at least four people, four Banes or more, and you just all show up to the same parties. Pack of Banes.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Yikes.
You like Halloween, though.
I don't think I do.
I think you do.
Do you?
Why do you say it? Yeah, do you?
You were bragging about your costume.
What costume?
To me. Austin Powers costume.
What?
You were Austin Powers?
She's she's going to be Austin Powers this year.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. This year, I think we're going to do Austin Powers. Yeah.
And who? What's Nick going to be?
Mini-me.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, we were actually thinking of doing like an Austin Powers prank at the wedding, but actually he was. I shouldn't say we, and then I shot it down.
Mm.
You shot down the Austin Powers prank?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, can you reveal it since it's not going to happen?
No, it's probably just what you think.
That he'd come down the aisle dressed like Austin Powers?
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
That I walk him down the aisle to present to you in Austin Powers costume.
And what would who would you be dressed like? Beyonce's character or?
Probably like
Heather Graham.
Heather Graham, yeah, or like Elizabeth Hurley.
Scott Evil.
You'd be dressed like Scott.
Dr. Evil's
son.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, who played Scott Evil?
Oh, that's Seth Green.
Oh, yeah.
We just watched that yesterday.
Austin Powers?
So it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah, it's good. It's still funny.
It's still funny.
Yes, it is. I'm not.
It was a phenomenon. Arguing.
It was a phenomenon. That was like my favorite movie.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the most quotable thing for you when you were a kid, Austin Powers?
Yeah, definitely.
Up there, yeah.
Austin Powers, Night at the Roxbury.
Sure.
Right.
What else?
I mean.
What else? You liked I didn't ever watch Adam Sandler movies.
Well, I have an older brother who was a huge Sandler fan, mm-hmm. and that's how I got introduced to.
Would you always go, Hobart, Hobart?
Yeah, actually. Uh-huh. Not unlike your fiance. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, a lot of Billy Madison quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I feel like Anchorman was crazy.
Yeah, Anchorman, when that came out.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, all those.
This was your comedy training ground.
Pretty much.
It's, yeah.
Old school and Road Trip.
Road Trip.
Euro Trip.
Yeah,
I saw that on my
That was such
birthday.
A motif of that era. There were so many. A lot of trips. Mm-hmm. Road Rules.
Harken back to the National Lampoon Vacation films.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the thing with that is... I was just listening to the Chris Kattan audiobook the last few days.
Wow.
Excuse me?
It's, yeah.
He wrote a book?
He wrote it, then he read it. And it's...
in that order.
Yeah, and wow. he tells a story about how when they were doing a sketch on Saturday Night Live, it was a thing where they were playing the Golden Girls, and then he had to fall off a chair in it, and he fell. The chair was the wrong kind of chair, and he fell, and he... basically broke his neck.
Oh my God.
And has been getting surgery ever since.
No. Oh, man.
Yes,
he was incredibly physical. I mean, all of his sketches, like Mango.
Mm-hmm.
Mango.
Yes. Mr. Peepers.
Mr. Peepers. Yeah.
Monkey
yes.
Bone.
The Remember movie.
I mean, Mr. Bone? Peepers, he'd like eat
an apple.
It was always an apple. Yeah. Going everywhere. Yeah.
And then he would just
intensely
like,
physical.
Then he calls it, he would like, the way he described it, he would just like suck on your face also. He would he'd be like, I'd do the apple and then I would do the thing. Like he's like breaking it down the Katie Holmes was on and then we're doing a Dawson's Creek parody and then I started eating the apple in her face.
So this is a good book.
Oh, it was pretty depressing,
yeah.
A fair amount, because half of it is him being in pain.
Oh, God.
From the neck?
Yeah.
Man, that is tough.
Yeah.
You don't even think about that. You don't even think about all that Chris Kattan's been through.
No, you don't. And then
to bring us such joy.
Then he had a problem with pills because of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The inevitable back pills.
The inevitable back pills, yeah.
Yeah.
Best show.
Hi, my name's Dan.
Hi, Dan. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lambertville, New Jersey.
Lambertville. Where's Lambertville now?
So we're close to Trenton and Mercer. Yes. Actually, right on the border of Mercer and Hunterdon County.
Sure, you're down there. Yeah. What's going on down there?
Not so much. I'm working. I moved down here about a year ago from around Morristown way.
Okay, you're making us sound like farmers in front of
There are some farms down here, yeah.
I know.
I do have that.
Make it sound like you're saying down from Morristown way. You're making it sound very regional in front of we have a company here. This is supposed to be a call from Australia, and that was the right kind of call. Now you're talking about it as if it's just a very local show. Yeah, I moved down from about Morristown way. Moved down to Lambertville. You know, it's over near Trenton, outside there, Mercer County. Come on. Sound a little more cultured.
Sound less cultured.
Sound less Jersey.
No. Be yourself. No. Hey.
Yeah, don't.
I mean,
she's been
yeah, I went down to school.
I
went to school in Richmond.
She's from Tampa. No.
You went to Richmond? In Richmond?
Huh? So, yeah, I mean, I pick up a bit of a... I thought I like kind of a down, like a folksy time. I throw y'all around a lot, so I've got
okay.
I kind of mixed some of that region.
You picked that up in Virginia.
That's where I kind of I sometimes slip back into that.
Jason, who is a producer, he's not here this week because he's on the Alps, I believe now. Literally following him on Instagram, he was from Virginia.
Yeah, I heard that he was.
And he did radio down there.
Yeah, he was. Was he Sarsaparilla? Or is,
Sarsaparilla, the singing gorilla, was like a phenomenon he had to deal with. But then his nickname down there, they gave him the nickname Slaw Dog.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you going?
Okay. I was in Richmond when I went down there.
Okay. Yes.
So, yeah.
So what made you call tonight?
Yeah, I've never called before, but I've listened for a long time, and I think what you guys do is great. I met Mike once at a Kurt Vile show in Jersey City, and I told him
Which show show did you meet him at? The one the one with Courtney Barnett?
You know, I think it was just Kurt Vile. I can't remember whether there was an opener. It was maybe last summer. Yeah, it was like June last summer at the White Eagle Hall.
Oh, yes. Okay, White Eagle Hall. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But
Mike nice? What was the experience with Mike like?
I mean, I saw him at the bar. I think we were all closing our tab up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had to tell him how much I appreciate his service. I don't know if he was. Service. I don't think he had any valor or anything.
Thank you for your service. Right?
Yeah, he definitely serving something I appreciated. So
he's not. Okay. No, I appreciate it. It's nice you said nice things to him. That's nice.
Yeah, and I'm just glad. I just wanted to make sure to say that I appreciate all the stuff you guys do, and it's every week I know I can turn it on and
sure,
kind of relax.
But then but 1 week it's just not going to be here. It's going to be gone.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when it goes?
I don't.
Right?
That's something I guess I'll have to cross that bridge then.
I should end it soon, right? I shouldn't do this
anymore. What?
I
shouldn't do the show anymore, right?
I don't think I qualify to give advice on that.
No, you qualify more than any, but just
do you enjoy it?
It's winding down, right?
No.
This is like a gut feeling you get from this is like.
I don't.
Better days have come and gone. No?
No. I wouldn't say that at all.
Okay. I'm just trying to get...
I'd say it's thriving.
When you were out there...
Yeah.
And they could just... What words would you use to describe the vibe out there when you're out there with Mike and Pat?
Very welcoming.
Okay.
Kind of gentle. I hung out with Jub.
Okay. There's Pat's dog is here. It was sweet.
Yeah. We talked about Prefab Sprout because someone wrote about them in the guest book.
Okay. Did you sign the guest book?
Not yet.
Okay. Claire, will you sign the guest book for the 14th time?
Yeah.
Please. Thank you.
Sure.
Now, this guy, thank you for calling.
Oh, sure. Can I add something or no?
Sure. Yes.
I always wanted to call in because I'd heard a Patti Smith story of secondhand, and I always thought it was just more embarrassing than something that you had mentioned. So I always wanted.
Well, you heard your one worse than mine.
But it's a secondhand, so I don't know how appropriate that would be. But I was always just when you tell the story, and
I don't know how how one could be. You'd have to like hit her with your car for it to be worse than mine.
Yeah, there's probably that.
Well, what is the one you have? What is the story you have?
So it involves my dad. And so, I mean, I take it relatively, at his word. I guess she'd moved. I don't know much about Patti Smith. I've heard some of the records, but
sure.
I guess she'd moved to Detroit, maybe, or Michigan.
Because her husband, the guy, she was with a guy there, yes.
Sure. Yeah. So that's, I mean, I knew that. You told me the story a while back, and very proud of this he was, and he moved out there with my mom in the late 70s, and I guess he's got the idea to go and try to visit. He found out where she lived somehow, just like from maybe my mom's brother, I think, knowing someone who knew her. So he decided it was a good idea to go over there and say hello, which that's where I thought the
great idea.
I don't know if it's a bad nurse thing, but I just thought.
So your dad went over to where Patti Smith was.
Yeah, she was. I guess her house, and it was. So he knocks on the door.
Yeah.
And
the worst.
He told the part of the story he thought was I always found kind of odd that he looks down and he sees like little kids' shoes, I guess.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it's her family house, and
it's inside her home.
Yeah, he's going to her home. Of course, I think he has my mom's there with him, so maybe it's less just fanboyed. But
two people are gonna do a. Do like
that's what I'm thinking.
Like what's that movie? What's the movie?
Funny Games.
Funny Games, yes. Or the other one, Strangers.
Like a Knock Knock.
Yeah. It's like the Strangers. Yeah. Us.
That's how your dad
and your mom are on Patty Smith's porch.
He notices the shoes. But I think that was the kind of cap to the story. I guess she came to the door. And he had somehow been in a room with Allen Ginsberg sometime earlier in his life.
Okay.
Maybe could be years, college, maybe multiple years. Yeah. So he might have said that he liked her work, or she said thank you. And I think she said something to the effect that he said that you shouldn't be here. This is not like you shouldn't. Yeah, which is reasonable. He of course would. I think he said, I just wanted to make sure to tell you that Allen Ginsberg says hello or something embarrassing, I think. And she said, okay, thank you. And, I guess they left. But to me, that just I felt that would be a little, it struck me as more of an embarrassing story.
Encounter. That's a rough one. So, is your dad still around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I spent the weekend with him up in Cape Cod at a kind of a memorial for one of his friends. But it kind of struck me because he got together with a lot of his older friends, and they're all kind of telling glory days stories and things like that. And just kind of it got me thinking about, just the style of kind of.
Can you get your dad to call?
You know, I think I could maybe one night.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, he'd be a great caller. Actually.
Okay. That'd be great.
But I'll give that a shot. He's a big Deadhead fan. And,
goody. I always talk all about Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I would love to hear some of that.
Oh,
and, I've gotten into, like, on long cards ads from Michigan, actually. Some Best Show Bests. Okay. I've gotten, and, I know he's loved some of that stuff. So.
Well, that's sweet. Tell your dad to call some week.
Thanks so much. I appreciate
you have a great night.
The talk.
Okay. Yeah, that would be the worst thing imaginable, somebody being on your porch.
Yeah, with a message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a message for you.
Yeah.
From Allen Ginsberg.
Yes.
This is my wife.
This is my wife.
Yeah.
And Allen Ginsberg says hello.
That's horrific.
It's not even much of a message. That's the bare minimum that a message can be. Hello.
So spooky.
It's spooky. Yeah.
That would not be good. Your fans are cool, though, Claire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got a good group.
Sure.
Of all your comedy pals.
I got good comedy pals, yeah. I got good friends. You?
People like you. People like your album, Let It Be.
Let It Be.
On?
AST Records.
AST Records.
.com.
Still available on vinyl?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're supposed to say, I think.
I think, we might have sold.
Got to check on that one.
$15. 15 hot ones.
It's a good album.
I've listened to it.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the listen.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Loved it.
Now, somebody who is like, who's this Amy Zimmer now? I want to get on board. What do they do?
Oh, man.
Just what's the shorthand way to just get hooked?
Well.
Get zimmed.
Yeah. Well, you can follow me on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And I guess on Instagram, too.
Okay.
And I post stuff I make on there.
Mm-hmm.
I posted a video today and post shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've made some shorts and vids and stuff.
It's very funny.
It's all on there.
Been in the New Yorker.
I saw. That was very exciting. Very exciting article.
I like to brag about that like I'm your mother.
No, please.
To people who have never met you.
I've been in the New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Truman Capote.
I've been Truman Capote.
Like Lena yes. Dunham.
Yes. I've been Truman Capote. Mm-hmm. I designed God of War 2.
Sure.
Don't forget.
And a little bit of Bayonetta, if you look close. So call in, ask me questions.
About Bayonetta.
About Bayonetta.
Or any of the games.
Yeah.
201-332-3484. Now, can you talk about, you have a job? Can you talk about
it? Oh, yeah.
Claire's got a fancy showbiz job now. Writing for the hit show.
Shrill.
Season two.
Coming up at ya.
On
Hulu.
Mm-hmm. Streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
It's great. I get free food every uh-huh. day. Yeah. We get a different lunch
uh-huh.
from a different restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
The menu book comes out.
The menu. Order in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I eat our lunch.
Yeah.
Then you just make jokes all day.
Yeah.
That's right? All. It's so fun.
It's yeah. the best.
It's really the best
you
job
did
ever.
It. So proud of you.
We'll see.
No, I'm super excited for you.
Thank
you know
you.
That.
Yes, I
Who was excited? Who was more excited for you than me?
My aunt.
What's her name?
Outside of
my Auntie Teresa.
Outside of your Auntie Teresa. I'm top three most excited for you.
Yeah, I'll say you're three.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, so it came in third. Yeah. Everybody was like, yeah, you're top four. That means you're fourth. Like, you're never like second
yeah, yeah.
if you're top four.
No, then you would just say second.
Yeah, say top two. Mike? I was just going to ask you something, and I'm blanking. Oh, I was going to ask you about the headshots.
Oh.
Because he sells headshots. Mike sells
really?
His headshots, yeah. He's made. What's that? To get a tally? He's made these dumb headshots that he's been selling for years, and he's made thousands of dollars selling them.
Really?
It's Wait, the biggest.
I can't give mine away.
Ay-yi-yi.
He signs them through apmike.bandcamp.com.
Wow.
How much does he sell them for?
Mike? Ten.
Ten.
Ten. Can you imagine? Including postage. Oh, so you don't.
Oh, wait.
You don't tack on $4 on top of that $10 headshot? And then get this. For a while, he was doing deluxe headshots with a different color marker, which he charged $20 for. It was my idea. I was trying to help you, but you still went along. And you know what he's selling now? His book. Like, he just says, like, Mike's Book Club. And you send him $10, and he just sends you some book from his that he wants to throw out anyway.
I think that's nice.
That is kind of nice. It's like a book exchange.
Yeah, it's nice, except until you find out the book's loaded with bed bugs.
Oh, no.
Every one of the books has bed bugs in it. That's the one thing he's not telling everybody.
Is that true, Mike? Headshot?
No, it's not true. There's the none of Mike's products come infested with bed bugs. I want to just clarify that was a joke. Mike's books and headshots and shirts. He also has shirts.
That he sells?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. The shirts are winding down.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So I think you might have missed your window.
The sun is setting on the
shirts.
Yeah,
on the shirts. It's for the bar he works at often. It's called Massa's Tavern in Bayonne. And he's gotten the shirts on, you might see it, showcased on Impractical Jokers.
Oh, really?
Sal. Mike gave Sal one of the shirts, and then he's wearing it.
Incredibly.
And then you saw that, what was that dumb magic show where they were like gaslighting some dude in the park or something? Do you remember that thing? Some guy was wearing that. They wear his dumb shirt all over the place. I say dumb lovingly. It's you know, Mike, how I feel about you, right? Poor Mike. These books. How many books are you selling? Over 100.
Wow.
So that's, 10 times 100 is
$1,000. And these are used books. These are not new books.
What's the last book?
The last book
that he sold.
Mike, last book you shipped out? Yeah. Okay. Well, sure. So if they say they like nonfiction, you send them nonfiction. And if they say they want a music book, you send them a book about music. No, that sounds like a good, and look, I think it's great. You're turning lemons into lemonade. Cause he's from Bayonne. Have you been to Bayonne?
No.
Amy? No. Are you a fan of Game of Thrones?
It's a charged question.
I'm not. I didn't.
I don't think I am, but okay. I've watched it. Okay. I watched the last season.
Sure. Because the guy who wrote the thing, George R.R. Martin, is from Bayonne.
Oh, cool. Yes. I didn't know that. But I think he's great.
He ran from Bayonne. He got out quickly as he could.
Mm-hmm.
But he based that whole world on Bayonne and Staten Island.
Really?
Yes.
There's all a whole universe there.
Those kingdoms really are based on. Seriously. Why are you shaking your head no? Mike, it's true, right?
He said it's in an article, Claire. Wow.
We're in a penthouse.
It was in the penthouse that I was reading at the Barnes & Noble
the other day.
What? No.
That's crazy.
That's really a crazy thing.
To happen.
The mother of dragons.
But when you see that.
Bayonne.
When you see Bayonne and see what it's like a rough and tumble kind of.
Game of Thrones?
City. No, Bayonne is. It's rough. It's like the kind of place where there's a lot of like car, like tire repair places, you know, mm-hmm. like those kind of places, like, you know, that stretch outside of the Lincoln Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if there was a city of that 2-block area, like if that turned into a city.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Well, yuck.
But that's where George R.R. Martin came up, and he based all those like monsters and things on the actual people that picked on him.
That's
through his life.
No way.
I don't believe this. I
wouldn't go that far.
Mike, no. It's true, right?
Yeah, the evil queen.
Yeah.
Cersei? I love that. Wait. I love that.
See, it was based on a woman who ran a beauty shop.
Damn.
In Bayonne.
An ice cold woman.
Oh, Mike.
Ran a beauty shop.
Wait, Mike?
Had sex with her brother?
Yeah, what?
Well, that's the most Bayonne thing going, is that part. What about this, Mike? I'm serious about this. Why don't you start doing tours? I'm serious. Game of Thrones tours.
That's cool. Right? Really, I would do that.
Really AP cool. Mike's Game of Thrones tour.
Wait, whatever happened to that guy who was running around Bayonne as a superhero?
Yeah, Captain Bayonne.
Captain Bayonne. He could get in on that. No.
Are you sure he's not a character in Game of Thrones? All right, calm down. There's literally a guy in Bayonne. This is what Bayonne is like. There's a guy who goes around in an actual superhero costume running around teaching people about physical fitness, and his name is, he calls himself Captain Bayonne. And then Mike started like blasting him on the air. So then a listener actually made Mike a costume to like, and then that guy came to the studio and it was Mike's costume. What were you again? What was your costume, Mike? It was Dr. Cronut. That's right. He actually had a costume.
That's a good villain.
Dominique Ansel. Dominique Ansel Bakery.
You should have been in New York for that Cronut thing. We would line up.
Have you had? You had one?
Yeah, it was just like
one of the originals.
It's like an overstuffed donut. Yeah, it was. Yeah, of course I had an original. Not that rare. They were not that hard to get.
But you got to wait.
You can still get them.
Yeah. Well, now they're not rare.
Yeah. The Cronut.
Yeah. No, they had their moment. The Cronut had its moment.
Yeah, we've all had our Cronut moment.
Yeah. We've all, right? I don't have it in me to do the thing I was going to do. I'm vaguely not going embarrassed to do that.
What is it?
You know what it is, Claire.
What? Oh.
Yeah, it's not happening tonight.
You're embarrassed because of your new guest?
What? Yeah.
No, I just can't do it. I just don't have the...
Huh.
I don't know.
Wow.
What?
I'm just saying.
You're saying what?
I would say not most of the show, yeah, but it's a big part of the show.
It's a big part of the show.
But you don't have to.
No. Do you think?
I think maybe describe it.
Uh huh.
And then see if that's something Amy would be interested in. Just, you know.
Uh huh. Well, you said you mentioned squirrels, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, right. I know a little bit about this. I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm not in totally in the dark here.
Well, yeah, I thought, because I was like, look, Chris D'Elia doesn't.
I know. If I could explain, Claire sold me out so hard the second we sat down.
I just said.
It's true. I said that.
I said, this is all I know of what Amy knows about the best show.
She thinks your name is Chris D'Elia.
No.
Yeah.
No, what did you say? You said thinks Chris D'Elia called in or something.
Yeah. She thinks Chris D'Elia has something to do with it. Which mm-hmm. I thought was funny because I think
I just, it was a different person.
I think she's saying it was a different person.
I'm not.
I'm just clarifying.
This is not between me and you. You're clarifying.
Yeah. Righto.
Hey, you know what that was? That was a pun.
She's time to tap on the spindrift.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did see somebody, it was like an interview and it was not him, but. Mm-hmm. But hey, I know a little bit about. What you're both hinting at, trying to protect me from. I'm not.
Oh, no. Do you drink LaCroix in the writer's room?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
There's only one flavor, though.
Metal.
Pamplemousse.
Yeah.
Metal.
Green metal.
Mm. Yeah, it's like aluminum and a hint of coconut. Barely. That coconut's disgusting.
Yeah.
It is weird.
The coconut.
I mean, it's savory, the coconut flavor.
Yeah, it is.
Just... Not what I'm expecting.
It's a savory.
What am I?
Seltzer.
What am I alone here?
Hey, what
but
am
you
I?
You don't taste the metal a little bit on the coconut one. I taste the can.
I think it's just a. It's like such a. It's like a nutty flavor, and to have that with a seltzer, mm-hmm. is just not what I'm expecting.
Okay,
agreed.
It's like a nuttier coconut than like what were those ones called? Something Bay, Crystal Bay. No, something else.
Yes. I know the ones you're talking about.
They would
about.
Have like a coconut flavor that was a little more lighter coconut.
And they were very caloric.
This is me, baby. they were caloric.
They were.
Those My
were
dad like, drank a lot of them.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah. Because that's because the calories make things good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. My dad would only drink Diet Coke.
My dad bleeds Diet Coke.
Yeah.
My dad bleeds aspartame.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he switched to, like, tea, like, kind of...
Oh, that's nice.
Kind of diet Snapple. Or something.
Sure. Yes.
Healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I drink water. I can't drink soda anymore. Mm-hmm. I quit soda, and I was ill for, like, a week and a half.
Really? You drink a lot?
I didn't even drink that much, but then it was like, letting... Like, going from some to none...
Was a big...
Was, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really? Did your dad suffer when he got out of the Diet Coke game?
I don't know how much he still drinks it, but yeah. It seemed like not, but he is.
So he's not all the way out. He'll still have, he just cut back.
He cut back a lot, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mike, can you come in here for a second? You want to get on that third mic?
This one?
No, not that one. Just sit. No, that. There's no mic. Just
you can talk in this one.
Yeah, talk in that one.
Okay.
And Claire, you can slide that one over toward you, if you don't mind.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check.
All right. Let me
check.
Check. He's stupid.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh, yeah?
AP Mike.
What's up?
Bandcamp.com. Your trashy books. You know what we're going to talk about, Mike?
What?
Blockbusters!
Blockbuster.
Summer Blockbuster.
Oh, okay. What are you reading?
No movies, you idiot.
Oh, the movies. There's dumb books, too.
We're going to the Blockbusters. Men in Black International. Who's seeing it? Who's seeing it?
Is it out yet?
Haven't seen it yet.
No, it's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
June 14th. Mm-hmm. Wait, who are you?
Me? Hi. I'm Amy.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Claire O'Kane.
Hey, Gary.
Baby's first gun. You gonna see Men in Black?
Yeah, probably.
How about Long Shot?
I saw it.
How what is that?
It? Seth Rogen.
Oh.
And Charlize Theron.
Okay. I'll pass.
Do you know what the most unbelievable part of that movie? What did Charlize Theron do in that movie?
Smoke a cigar?
No, Claire.
Oh.
Oh, she was she ran for president.
Yeah, you know what the most unbelievable part of that movie was?
What?
Seth Rogen can read. How about Rocket Man?
I'll get the DVD bootleg.
Yeah, on the street.
Yeah, street copy.
Yeah, good great. Bootleg. Yeah, support the arts. How about Ma? You gonna go see Ma?
Pass. Pass on Ma.
I think I'm gonna pass on Ma.
Are you gonna see Ma?
I don't know what Ma is.
Starring Octavia Spencer. It's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie.
Oh.
Where they're like, hey Ma, let's go party at Ma's house. Ma's got beer. Then Ma's like, don't go upstairs. You don't know. I told you not to go upstairs. Now Ma's got to run you over.
I don't know if I'll see it. Maybe.
It's intriguing.
How about yesterday?
I get scared easy. What?
Yesterday.
What's yesterday? I don't know any of the
blockbusters. The movie!
Yesterday, the movie?
The Beatles didn't exist.
It's
if the Beatles didn't exist?
Yeah. And this guy is is the only one. Some no names.
Some dude is like, man, you people don't know the Beatles songs. And then he starts like making like he made them up.
Yeah, I thought the premise was dumb.
Oh, so he plagiarizes all of the Beatles?
But they're not there.
Does he know that how does he have it?
I think he bonked his head.
It's that the spirit of the Beatles lives on through this one guy.
One person, yeah. It's dumb.
That's a pass.
Yeah. He's the only one writing the songs. Even then, they're just like, why are you writing these lousy Ringo Starr songs? These are terrible. Even people don't even know who he is, but they still know Ringo Starr sucks. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Are you going to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
What is that? Oh, that's...
Tarantino, baby!
Yeah, Tarantino. Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Do we need another Charles Manson thing, right? Not enough Charles Manson things out there for people to indulge themselves with.
What's wrong? Who's your favorite member of the family?
Tex.
Squeaky.
Squeaky.
Of what family?
Manson family!
I don't know.
You don't know Squeaky?
Jordy J!
Squeaky Manson?
Squeaky Fromm.
Squeaky Fromm.
Lynette Squeaky Fromm!
He took a shot at Gerald Ford.
No.
No?
This is history, baby.
I know.
This is American history.
Leslie Van Houten!
Yes.
Shorty J! Screw. Screw it!
Tom knows them all.
Gary, you idiot!
Did they ever put out those little dolls yet for the Manson family? What do they call them? Pop-ups or whatever, the pop-ums, whatever. They should. I'm sure they're out there, right?
Funko
yeah, yeah. Funko Pops.
For the Manson family.
Destroying the planet, one dumb doll at a time. Poison. They're very collectible, though.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I used to go to a record store, and then it was like the Tribbles. All of a sudden, the walls were lined with Funko Pop things. I'm like, what the hell is this?
What? Oh. It put me to sleep. Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Are you going to see Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw?
Oh, God. No.
Are you going to see it, Amy Zimmer?
I might see it. I might see it. There's a lot of kind of drag racing in Tampa, or whatever it's called. What's it called when it's just people in the street?
Street racing.
Street racing.
There's a lot of street racing in Bayonne, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear it at like 4 a.m. All of a sudden, you just hear like a drag race going on.
It's kind of like this.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Look out, look out, look out! Go, Grease Lightning, burning up the quarter of my Grease Lightning, go, Grease Lightning. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
If you go see Fast and Furious, I don't think you could get in. You know why?
Why?
Because you're not going to, because they give an IQ test. Uh-huh. And you can't get in if your IQ is over 100. Over.
Oh, that's a compliment.
Yeah,
I get
that's
it.
Nice
thank
thing
you.
To say.
Over. Uh-huh. Yeah. Over.
I'm just over, right? 101.
101. It's really great that they're doing
100.5.
They're doing spin-off movies. Right?
Yeah.
So many stories. Who knew what Hobbs and Shaw were up to? All the questions will be answered. Mike, what movie are you going to see?
I'm going to try and see John Wick 3 this week.
Oh,
have you seen
see
it yet?
I've seen it.
You've seen it. Oh, yeah.
Did you like it?
Cerebellum, right? Cerebellum? Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
The brain?
So
the brain?
Wait a second.
Parabellum!
Oh, parabellum, whatever that means.
Cerebellum's your brainstem.
Close.
Hey, John Wick 3, cerebellum. Yeah! I'm starting to think I want my money back!
Did you see it? John Wick 3?
Yeah.
And
my favorite part is when he shot the guy!
Whoa.
You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get it.
It shoots a guy a lot.
Remember when he was like, what's this about a dog?
I hear he gets a new dog in this one. Is that true?
Spoilers! No spoilers!
Okay, sorry.
He gets a new dog! Mm-hmm. How about Toy Story 4?
Haven't seen the first three.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't have any kids.
What's wrong? You can't see Toy Story 4 because of your ankle bracelet! It'll go off if you go in the theater, Chuck E. Cheese style! Huh. You still hanging out at Chuck E. Cheese?
No. I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese.
I have. I used to have birthday parties there. Uh-huh. But I was scared of the rat, so I requested that the rat not come near me.
And he's the main guy.
There's always somebody in a rat suit walking around.
And that's what they don't tell you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Aladdin!
Live action.
Yeah.
Although it's all CGI, so I don't know how they get away with that.
What?
It says it's a live-action Aladdin, but the whole thing looks like a video game to me. I've seen the commercials.
Boy. Yeah.
Well, they got real people.
They got real people.
Yeah, they got real people standing in front of green screens, right?
A protest.
Okay.
You can put a sandwich board on, walk around in front of the theater. They say this is live-action, but this CGI, what's this all about?
I think I'll do that.
Mike, I love you.
Maybe I'll get on the 6 o'clock news.
Why don't we do a Fast and Furious movie?
Yeah, all right.
Drive around Bayonne, right?
Yeah. Just go back and forth on 78. Like, get on one of those douche parades. You know what a douche parade is? I think I've told you this before. And I've only seen it since Fast and Furious came out. If there's some idiot going real fast, mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 times, some other idiot, like, weaves right behind him so they can get two idiots driving real fast together.
Oh, like a driving
sometimes
line?
Three. You know, yeah, it's like if there's
one. I was in
one
of those.
Were you? Okay.
A driving line. That's okay. What we call it. Driving line.
Oh, there's a name for it? Okay. I call,
you
it, a
call
douche,
it a douche parade.
I call it a douche parade.
Well, yeah, I was in that. No, I was in that.
Oh, okay.
So, careful.
Okay. Talk more about the douche parade for the guests.
Okay. Sorry.
It's called a driving line.
Driving line. Okay.
I risked my life for that.
How'd you like Game of Thrones, Mike?
Yeah, I don't have to watch it anymore. I look at it that way.
Bram!
Yeah.
Bram!
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won the game!
He won the game.
Yeah.
Who bet on Bram?
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody, yeah.
Did you bet on? Who'd you bet on?
I didn't bet. I had
won. Dinklage!
Dinklage.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I watched it after not watching it for a couple years. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey.
Wah, wah, wee,
wah. Wait.
It's Mike's new character. Boring. Boring.
Like boring.
I get it. Yeah, yeah.
Boring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Borat. Boring.
It's like an H in there someplace.
What?
They have funny names.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, great.
Oh, no.
They have funny names. This place is not... We have no hate accepted here. I saw that on a bumper sticker. Hate is not accepted here. In a car. Seems pretty easy to control. Keeping the hate out of your own car.
Are
you doing stand-up?
Yeah, I am.
You've got 10 minutes there.
What's going on? What's in the news? What's in the news?
What else?
I want to do stand-up, Claire. I want to go on Yoko.
Yeah, well, you know, email us. Do you have any credits?
Yeah.
Let's hear them.
Roast of AP Mike.
Which Mike? Eddie,
speaking of roast, did you hear about that show, Historical Roast, coming on?
Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah.
Really holding the line there, Netflix. Quality, quality, quality.
I haven't heard any of the historical figures they're roasting, have you?
Yeah, it's just the kind of show I wanted. Got to watch Dom Herrera dressed like Ben Franklin.
And they're roasting Hitler? I mean, are they going to have, they're going to have, other historical figures roasting?
Yeah. Great, Rich Voss dressed as Hitler. I got to watch this now. Good. Louis J. Gomez dressed like Mussolini. All right, Mike.
All right.
Who should do it? My own style. Right?
Yeah.
Mike doesn't even go to the movies. There's no movie theater in Bayonne anymore.
Yeah, they closed
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they closed it.
Where do you go for movies?
I don't know. Jersey City?
The trunk. He buys out of trunk.
Out of trunk, yeah. Yeah.
In the Duane Reade parking lot.
So now there's a real need for those bootlegs.
Yeah.
Bayonne is being starved culturally. Without a movie theater.
Yeah. It's really not turning into Game of Thrones. Things are going backwards.
Yeah. We got a Costco, though.
Ooh. Yeah. That's exciting. Right?
Yeah.
Gather around. What are you doing tonight? Well, I'm going to Costco.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to the Quick Check.
Mm-hmm.
What are you whispering?
We're eating cashews.
Yeah, I like them.
Mm-hmm.
You want some?
Nuts, baby! Licky, 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 licky. See, I got a nut. Acorns.
Is that your top choice? Acorn?
Top nut?
Top nut? I didn't want to say top nut, but I have to.
I'll write the nut.
When's the last time you got a nut, Gary?
Yeah, Gary.
Oh, no. Oh, stop it.
No, when did you get one?
No, I don't like that.
Nope.
I don't like
that. No, Gary, tell us. No, Gary.
Probably got one recently, right?
Get out!
I think I will.
Amy Zimmer!
Mm-hmm.
My new favorite comedian.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, what the heck?
Thank you. I appreciate that, Gary.
Wait. Let me finish.
All right.
Claire O'Kane.
Uh-huh.
My all-time favorite comedian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let it be. ASD Records.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 5 copies left of the digital download.
Mm-hmm.
Does the record have a download card?
You bet.
It's on colored vinyl.
Yep. Limited edition. Coke bottle clear.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Movies! Gotta love them!
Gotta love them. What's the last one you saw, Gary?
The last movie I saw was Tootsie!
Oh. In the theater?
Classic.
No, I rented it.
Oh.
Amazon! $3.99 HD.
Wow.
Did it hold up?
No.
It doesn't
weird.
Hold up.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Problematic.
Yeah.
Cancel Hoffman!
Yeah. Easy, Gary. I agree, but you just seemed worked up.
Yeah.
Cancel Claire!
Wait,
what?
No, Gary, Claire checks out across the board.
Let me finish,
okay,
please.
Okay. Sorry.
Cancel Claire O'Kane's.
Gary?
Okay.
Cancel old...
Gary?
Yeah, hold on, wait. Cancel.
Whenever you're ready.
Here it comes. Cancel. If you want a bad time... cancel your plans and go see Claire O'Kane live in concert. Cancel your plans and go see Claire O'Kane.
Okay, that's nice. It turned out nice.
Yeah, in the end, worked out.
Thank God.
With special guest Amy Zimmer.
Special guest.
That's right.
And?
No, where? Where is it?
Oh, where would that be?
Greek in the Cave!
No.
Well, Bell House.
Bell House! Gowanus!
Yeah.
I've played the Bell House.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a rush, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my stomping grounds. Like to get up there, spank the boards,
ew.
Do my thing.
When's your birthday, Gary?
When's my birthday?
She wants to know your sign, Gary.
What sign do you think I am?
I don't know. You keep a guard up.
I'll give you a hint. When the moon is in the... I don't know the
Aquarius.
Words to it. Aquarius!
Fixed sign.
What day is that?
It's
February 10th!
February 10th?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, what's your birthday?
May. May 18th.
Oh.
She just had a birthday.
Libra!
No. Keep guessing.
Aries!
Close.
Taurus!
Yeah, that's right. Very good, Gary.
And everybody knows Claire's birthday.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, when's my birthday?
Gary?
No. March.
Yes.
March 4th.
No.
19th. 2nd? Mm-hmm. March 2nd.
Close.
3rd. 4th. 5th.
That's it.
March 5th. Told you I knew it. I am going to leave.
Okay, well, it was nice to meet you.
I'll see you over at Shrill. What's it called?
My job?
Yeah.
Shrill, yeah. Shrill. TV show.
Yeah, I'm on staff now.
Oh, wow.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Supervising producer.
What does that entail?
I've got notes.
Oh.
For the scripts?
Yeah. Shoot them as is.
Nice. Wow, that's a great
as is. Don't change a comma. My only note, more.
You seem like a great producer, Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone would be happy to have you at the helm.
My agent, I had to fire him.
Oh, and
the WGA.
No. I had to fire him because he works at Panda Express.
Wow.
Wait.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Well, he's supposed to be my agent.
You can do two things at once.
Yeah.
He's not working for me. I called his office, Trimar Entertainment, and he was like, he answered, Panda Express. I'm like, yeah, is this Trimar? He's like, yeah, hold on. He said, I'll call you back at 5. I'm going on break. Milt Gorman.
Did he call you back?
No. His boss was really riding his ass.
That's rough.
He couldn't take a break.
Milt
Gorman. Trimar Entertainment. And he also makes the chicken, the cashew chicken.
We've been having cashews tonight.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Weird stuff, indeed.
You can't write this.
You can't! They should make a show about us!
I know, pitch it. Pitch
they
it
should
at
make
Trill.
A show about us!
Why don't you pitch it at work tomorrow?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
An episode of Shrill.
But it's just us three.
With me.
Yeah.
And Amy. And Claire. Mm-hmm. We get rid of what's her face.
No.
Now she's just sitting this one out.
Mm.
It's a bottle episode.
We're expanding the universe. She could be on the phone. Right? Like, hello?
You're the supervising producer.
Yeah, I mean, this is your...
Hold on. Shrill's on the phone. Yeah? Hi, Shrill. Yeah, it's me, Gary. What? You got a cold? No, no, don't worry. We're going to hang out. Let us know when you feel better. Feel better, Shrill. Bye. Bye-bye. Thoughts?
So that was the episode?
No, that tees it up. Then it's the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd leave it to the phenomenal writer's room that has been assembled.
Yeah, it's already in place. We've got kind of a thing going on.
They made an incredible season one, and I feel like, you know, Claire's got it under control with everybody in season two. But maybe, you know.
You know, maybe if we, you know, there might be room.
Yeah.
Can you play a cashier?
Let's try a cashier scene, Gary. Hi, I was looking
for... Yes!
Hello, hi. Yes, I was looking to book a ticket to Tampa, Florida.
Ooh! Well, bite my tongue! Tampa, Florida, eh?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could help me book a ticket because I'm looking to upgrade my seat.
Upgrade, eh?
If there's any availability. If you could check the seating, if there's
Hold
any...
Hold on.
business class.
Checking.
Seeing family.
I have a ticket for you.
Oh, you do? Fantastic.
Row 1A.
That sounds perfect.
The other problem is you have to fly the plane.
And scene. Okay. Well,
wow.
Well, and that's, please, for your consideration, Shrill.
You certainly came in hot with a lot of conviction.
Yeah, he was like a, he's definitely a character actor.
Yeah.
I'm walking here. Oh. I'm climbing here.
Oh, like trees.
Yeah, trees.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
What do you think I'm climbing?
I'm just saying.
Think of a ladder? True! Ooh! Bring back the cashier character.
Right now?
You want to do it again?
Do another seat. Give me another crack at it.
Okay, Amy, go ahead.
Okay.
You're the actress here.
Okay. Yeah, can
welcome!
Hi, thank you. Could I please get a number 3 and hold the seitan bacon to go, please?
Hail Satan! Hold Satan! Sorry.
Yeah, trying to eat less soy or wheat. Whatever it is, you know, I don't understand. I'm from out of town. My name's Mel. How are you?
Good, good. Let me whip one up for you. Number 3, hold the seitan.
Yeah, that's right.
You want any pesto on this bad boy?
What's in the pesto?
Green stuff.
Excuse me? Well, I'm allergic to some green stuff, so I need to know specifically.
You know green stuff I'm not allergic to? Money!
Well, you might not be getting any if I don't know what's in that pesto.
Well, pine nuts. I don't know what else is in here. We bring it in. It's not made fresh. I'm so sorry.
Don't get emotional. It's okay.
We don't make it fresh.
Hey, it's okay.
We don't make it fresh.
Well, then let's just do without. I don't see the problem here. No pesto.
Would you like some mayo, perhaps?
Can't have that. Trying to get away from egg.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to cut out egg.
Canola. Canola mayo.
Sure. If you have it.
Excuse me, what's taking so long up there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just ordering a sandwich. I'm from out of town, so I'm not used to the city life. Sorry.
No problem.
What do you want?
People seem nice here.
What can I get you? Wait, aren't you Claire O'Kane?
Oh, my God. Is Claire O'Kane?
Okay. You
I listened to her album, Let It Be.
This isn't...
You're her?
It's not work. This would never be in Trill, okay? Season 2.
Season 3.
No, maybe season 3.
Maybe season 3.
Who knows?
Yeah. What's Shrill like?
The show?
No. The person. Isn't the character's name Shrill?
No.
I thought it was like Shirley, but her nickname Shrill.
No. No, it's just the name of the show. Maybe you should watch it. Check it out.
I don't have a Hulu subscription.
How do you watch your TV and movies?
Roku!
Just get a...
Sling box!
There's no Hulu on that?
I have Hulu minus! On mine! Hulu minus! Even though they haven't done that in 3 years!
Gary, I thought you said you were gonna leave.
Yeah. Gary, I thought you were going.
I'm gonna outlast you now! I've changed my mind! I'm going the other direction!
Doubling
Gary,
down.
Gary, I thought you were nervous to
shut
show up
hands
tonight.
On a hard body! I'm gonna hands on a hard body this one!
Clear eyes, full heart.
Bye!
Oh.
Oh, bye, Gary.
Is he out there, Mike?
No, he already went past.
He ran. He's already out the building. Let me sure the dog doesn't get him. All right. Look. Thank you. Clara Kane, of course.
Thanks for having me again.
You know you're my favorite.
I know.
Amy Zimmer, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
I am honored to be
here. Sorry, Chris D'Elia didn't call in.
I know. I'm sorry I ever said anything.
And I'm sorry I relayed that.
Yeah. Well,
no, we're all sorry.
Have your best show, Hive, attack me in every way possible.
Oh, that's because that's what they do.
No.
They're mean.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. They're...
No. Very nice.
All right. Mike?
Yeah.
apmike.bandcamp.com. And again, the stuff does not have bed bugs. I apologize for that. That was a low blow. Pat, anything to plug?
Pat left. Yeah, stepped out.
Pat stepped out. Great. Oh, tomorrow is the final show for the special with Brent Daniels, right?
Brett Davis.
Brett.
Davis. Brett with two T's.
Davis.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, watch the final episode of the special with Brent Davis, and say goodbye to our friend, and congratulations to him on his successful run of doing his show. I'm very proud of you, Brent. You did it. And you're getting out, too. Good for him. He's getting out right when he should be getting out. Speaking of which, I'm going to do that also and play Howling Hex from All Night Fox. Let's listen to Now We're Gonna Sing. It's on Drag City. We'll see you next week.